Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have another jam-packed, incredibly important broadcast on this August 1st, 2013, worldwide transmission. It is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Shikari Jackson is going to pop in with us at the bottom of the hour. There's a big story in Austin that has gotten no national attention, and Shikari went out and investigated it. It was a white cop, from the info I have, but some are saying Hispanic, I don't know, that shot a black guy who was simply walking away from a bank an hour after the bank had been robbed. And the guy that reportedly robbed the bank from the CCTV cameras is a white guy. And the Austin police officer shot the guy in the back of the neck. And where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton? And my whole point is that, you know, if I want to walk away from a cop, I don't want to get shot in the back of the neck. And I'm not here to go after the police just because they're the police either. It's just, it's weird how when the cops do something like this, the normal, you know, people that run around trying to stir up trouble aren't involved, especially if it's a Democratic city. And the only city of any size in Texas that is a red area is Austin, Texas, and that's because of election fraud. It's really a very libertarian, conservative area. Believe me, I've lived here most of my life. My grandparents are from Austin. My mother's from Austin. And everyone, you can't understand how Tarrytown, a tiny group of ultra-rich parasites that feed off all the government programs and inside deals, how they run the city. But around here, we have a pretty good police department on average. Compared to a lot of cities, I have to be honest about that. But more and more, the cops, like every month or so, are shooting white guys, black guys, you name it, in the back a lot of times. Like, you'll get out of your car when they tell you. Nothing in your hand. The cop will get scared and they'll shoot you. And it's all this instinctive training stuff. I understand instinctive shooting's a way to really draw fast, but they're not gunslingers in the Old West. But that's how they're being trained. And it does make you a great, quick draw, instinctive shooter. Boom, you know, hit bullseye. I just went and was involved in about 10 different or so shootout deals. Right when I got out of high school and college, one of my dad's friends, a dentist, his name was Dr. Dillingham. He was a nice guy, ended up moving off and working for the U.S. Army as a dentist. Because he loved guns so much, I'd go out shooting with him and then got into it for a while, didn't have time. I was working so many jobs and getting into radio. But I would go out and do it. I mean, and you'd go through these courses where you'd have stuff pop out and then you'd shoot it. And I got really good only doing it, I don't know, 10, 12 times, I forget, because they might have 200 people competing in it. I got to be in the top 5% by the time I quit. And there'd be all these cops getting mad. Look at this kid beating us, blah, blah, blah. But I was obviously real young and, you know, had quick instincts. And I wouldn't shoot the family when it popped up, and I wouldn't shoot them. And that was paper targets, people going pop, you know, bam, and then like metal targets coming down you'd shoot at, metal traps. A lot of fun, but I now digress. The point is the cops are training now with laser pointers that recoil and all these different obstacle courses. But the issue is somebody gets out of their car with their cell phone, boom, you're dead. And it's like, well, he thought it was a gun. But that's really scary, folks. And I've told the story before of when I was senior in high school, my mother said, go up to the frozen yogurt place, get me yogurt. So I went out, jumped in the car, drove up, got the yogurt, probably was speeding a bit coming home. Cop sees me, flips around, I turn into my street towards our house, pull over. He walks over, goes, license, registration. He goes, huh, pulls his gun out, and it's like pointing it at my head. And he's like, get out of the car, get out of the car. And he gets out and goes, oh, sorry, you can go. I thought your weight belt was a big knife or a gun. Almost blew my head off, folks. So I've experienced this.
Cal-Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you believe it? Already the eighth month of 2013 is upon us. It is the first day of August 2013 on this live Thursday edition. Joseph Farah, the head of the Western Journalism Center, the founder of it, and, of course, the head of WorldNet Daily, a constitutional libertarian conservative outfit, will be joining us to cover the waterfront of scandals and corruption and where he thinks Obama is going to be going in the next 3 years he's got left or so in office. Farah predicted back during the election we would see massive persecution of the Tea Party, Christians, conservatives, libertarians, and that the gloves would come off when Obama got reelected. And, of course, Farah had not supported John McCain 4 years previously, saying, you know, there's no such thing as lesser of two evils. But he said, you know, maybe that's wrong. We thought maybe a bad socialist president would make the Republicans become actual conservatives and could help sweep the nation for American ideas. But it backfired, and the kleptocratic mafia has just literally had a bum rush orgy of overrunning every liberty we've got, butchering every industry we've got, collectivizing the country, going from 15 million people 6 years ago on food stamps to 50 plus million and 101 million on some form of food assistance, over 130 million Americans on some form of welfare, and it's just getting worse, and that's their plan. The Cloward and Piven plan is the public plan And of course, they had previous plans to that one in the 60s to bankrupt once free market countries and to make you dependent and poor. That is the plan. Sorry, socialism, communism doesn't work except for small, tiny groups that run it who are offshore and exempt from it. It's like trying to explain to people, you know, taking a gun and putting it in your head and pulling the trigger with live ammo isn't good for you. And people are like, no, socialism's good. Obamacare, I get something free. Of course, now it's coming out that it's bankrupting healthcare, giving nobody anything free, making 60%+ of the doctors begin to move to quit, shutting everything down. Oh, and as predicted, they're in the news today. I'm going to get to this saying the answer's total socialist healthcare now. It's going to bankrupt things. You mean... If they pay $21 million to move General Motors to China, that might make Detroit finally collapse? I didn't know that. I didn't know if you totally move General Motors out of Detroit, it might actually put the final nails in the coffin. Gee, who would have thunk that? I mean, I'm not for bailing stuff out because it never works, and criminal groups always steal the money one way or another in this kind of system. But if Detroit would have been given $21 billion smackers over the last 4 years, that place would be revitalized right now. But sorry, it ain't. China got the factories. All right, I know I keep harping on that. It's just they're shutting down a power plant every 2.5 days in the U.S. Modern construction, totally clean, water vapor, carbon dioxide come out of the stack, nothing else. So they list water vapor and carbon dioxide as toxic waste. And your power prices are going up, and America is shutting down. But all the select globalist operations are exempt. They're exempt from the regulations. They're exempt from Obamacare. The Congress is exempt. The IRS has exempted itself. This is called titles of nobility. Why is it in the Constitution that you can't have titles of nobility and be in government? Because a title of nobility doesn't just mean you wear a crown or that you get to go to the elite parties or whatever. It means you get given exemption from taxes, regulations, basically a letter of mark to operate, a license, licensor. And if you don't have the license, you can be destroyed. What did our first and greatest president, George Washington, say? He said, the power to tax is the power to destroy. And what is the IRS doing right now to pro-life groups, libertarian groups, Christian groups, conservative groups, Tea Party groups, any group that is right of Mao Zedong? Seek and destroy. Isn't it nice? Isn't it just sweet? Isn't it just cutie cake? Okay, let me do this. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Joseph Ferrer is going to be with us for a full hour. That's always informative, as he's got his ear to the ground all over the country and worldwide. And then we're going to be speaking, coming up in about 20 minutes, with Jacardi Jackson on the big Trayvon Martin scandal you didn't hear about that happened right here in Austin, Texas last week that has gotten zero national coverage. Because, again, we're a Democratic city where this went on. If it's a Democratic-run city, you can just shoot black people all day long if you want. You don't get any trouble. But if it's a conservative area and you can make it a left-right issue, well, then, of course, the cops are shooting people all over the country with this instinctive shooting training for no reason. People can have nothing in their hand. They got out of the car. Just, I felt threatened. I shot him. It's like that guy on the dart pad in San Francisco a few years ago. Making a movie about that, and he wasn't even in the fight, wasn't involved, but they get him down on his belly, and they shoot him in the back, and the bullet bounces back up through his heart. And then they even took their time taking him to the hospital to make sure he died, from what I saw. And they confiscated all the footage from people's cameras, but one person was on a train at a stop, and it drove off as the cops figured that out and got it all on tape. And the police lied about it and said that he'd attacked them. That's the new thing. The FBI comes to your house and just sets you down for questioning, and then you get shot in the back of the head. The old days, the Russians at least took you to a dungeon, interrogated you, kept you a few months, took you out to walk you once a day. You didn't know when you'd get the bullet in the back of the head. It's kind of a humane way to run a Stalinistic murder operation. But here, you know, they just come in and get you to answer all the questions and then shoot you in the back of the head. And then admit they kill you and then classify national security the autopsy. It's kind of a cool. It's what tough guys do. I mean, it's good that the government has no checks and balances and can do whatever it wants. That always goes really well in history. Your bank accounts are safe. Your kids are safe. The government won't start big wars it can't win. Of course, megalomaniacs that get control always do. But so what? I mean, you know, we're just cruising towards absolute destruction. But everything's okay. Let's just drink some more fluoride. Okay, so let me tell you what else is coming up here. Obviously, Snowden granted one-year asylum in Russia. I'm going to get into that first here in a moment. Then U.S. To conduct joint military exercise in Egypt. You mean the military that we have that's hijacked by foreign banks is to conduct foreign operations. It's important to understand that. And another one here, more Israeli strikes. Likely Syria moves missiles before alleged Israeli strike, report says. How Orwellian. Israel's publicly attacking Syria with cruise missiles, but then they won't even admit they're attacking them. I tell you, that is 1984 right there. Here's another one. Feds say it's classified info to say who we're at war with. That came out of tech dirt in a congressional testimony. Congress will not be told who we're at war with. Oh, that's very 1984. Also, Senate kills Rand Paul attempt to cut Egypt aid. Yeah, let's not cut the aid to the Muslim Brotherhood massacring Christians right now. U.S. House passes Iran sanctions bill to slash oil exports. They've now elected a moderate president, and Iran's trying to work with the West, so it's very important to rebuff all of those deals. Pentagon considers troop reductions due to cuts from sequester. Yeah, they got drones now to do the killing. They don't need troops anymore. And that's just some of the news on that front. A solar flare narrowly misses Earth. EMP disaster barely avoided out of the Examiner. We're going to be getting to that. That's the kind of stuff we should actually be worried about. Rand Paul strongly hints at 2016 presidential run. We've got what will become of Trayvon's hoodie? The latest piece of iconic trial evidence for the Smithsonian. And the George Zimmerman was pulled over in outside Dallas, Texas, in Forney. I dated a girl from Forney once. And he was pulled over, and he had a gun. He was speeding, and the cop figures out it's George Zimmerman. Says, well, let me get you out, cut you loose here without a ticket, just with a warning. Cop didn't want to deal with that media circus. And the media's like, why wasn't Zimmerman arrested with a gun? Well, because he has a concealed carry, and that's reciprocal in 30-plus states. Thank God there are concealed carries, because those have driven down crime on average over 25% in the first 2 years it's implemented. In some states, you see more than 50% drops in crime. Well, the national drop in overall violent crime since 1991, according to the Justice Department, we've gone over this ad nauseum, is 61%. Gun violence, overall violent crime, 61%. Gun violence, 51%. And gun homicides, where people die, 49%. You can look those up for yourself. There you go. I mean, overall, more guns means less crime. And even though the economy is imploding, and even though people are leaving Detroit and other globalist-controlled areas and flooding cities like Austin, where I live, I saw a big study in the Austin American Statesman a month ago that Austin has more poor people moving to it than any other city but Atlanta, which are both seen as quasi-boom towns. Austin, number one, Atlanta, number two. You do see a lot of robbers and attempted carjackers getting their butts shot off, you know, as they move here from Chicago, and as they move here from Detroit, and as folks move here from New York City, and they come bust into somebody's house, and they're not there cowering in fear. They just shoot you with a shotgun. So we are stacking up a lot of dead hoodlums around here. But the other side of that equation is the cops are actually getting shot at more in things, something they're not accustomed to here in Austin, Texas, because everybody's been so armed in Texas. You know, it's not a very good idea to attack anybody, much less the police. There are a lot of cops now getting shot, so it's not a ton, but more than it used to be all over Texas. So, yeah, cops are killing a lot of innocent people now. That's not a very good idea, is it? So we'll talk to Shakari Jackson about that. But first, did you know the NSA director, or the head of cybersecurity, General Alexander, got grilled at the Black Hat Hacker Convention We're going to cover that and Snowden granted one-year asylum in Russia when we come back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What if I say I will never surrender? Gotta love the Foo Fighters. What if I say I'm not giving in? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? Alex Jones here, back live. If you go up to drudgereport.com, you can see all the latest news. Kremlin grants political asylum, WikiLeaks, refugee status. He certainly deserves it, and I hate to agree with the Russians, you know, our supposed ancestral enemy, even though they're not. We owe the Russians a debt of just incredible crimes committed by the globalists that run our country, actually overthrowing the czars and putting the communists in. unbelievable what the British and American people allowed our controllers to do in 1917, and that's all on record. So you want to go, oh, they're the Russians, they're our enemies. That was all set up, folks. Kremlin grants political asylum. WikiLeaks refugee status. We have won the battle, but not the war. Now the war into Russia for the next year. Obama meeting with lawmakers on NSA surveillance. NSA X key score sweeps up emails, social media, browsing history, you name it. Spy agency chief heckled at Black Hat Hacker Convention. That's an Infowars.com article. You're the greatest tech talent in the world. Help us, he tells the hackers. Yeah, they're trying to take over the alternative media, the hackers, everybody. That's what this is, with devalued dollars. And you do that, folks, everything falls. Twitter, government info request on rise. Netflix rolls out new tool to profile viewers. Yeah, it's the corporations that lobbied to have this built to then get billions a year. AT&T gets over $1 billion a year, last time I checked, just to administer the NSA hubs in their systems. We're talking about big money here. They sell sometimes thousands of dollars per data request that's already automated. I mean, it is a huge moneymaker. And then they get to use the data and they share it with each other. This is a corporate world government. So when Alexander says, the head of cybersecurity and the head of the NSA, we don't track it with all this info on everybody. That's actually true. They're storing it. They're using it. And the government's kept on a medium leash what they can do. It's the 2,000 plus companies that have basically got access to everything. And the top Fortune 500, they have access to all of it. This is on record. I'm trying to explain this to you. The communist Chinese run the big data mining system in England and the U.S. That's BBC, one of the biggest. This is globalism. You give us control of your systems, the globalists say. China, you get the Panama Canal and you get our grid and you get to say what movies can come out. It's globalism. It's all to get rid of the nation state and play everybody off against each other. It is just incredibly diabolical. So I'm going to be breaking all this down after Zachary Jackson comes in with the new Trayvon Martin case that nobody has been covering nationally. But this is really serious. But let's go to this clip from Infowars.com with Steve Watson. It was also on local CBS with multiple security consultants heckling NSA head shouts freedom and read the Constitution. And then they said, hey, Alexander, you lied to Congress and you're lying to us. It shows the face of thousands of hackers. Black hat hackers and people that counter black hat operations. Yeah, that's nasty stuff, folks. Just shaking their heads while he's talking because they know the guy is a complete liar shoveling Bravo Sierra in their face. Let's play that clip.
Stopping terrorism is one of the most important things.
Oh, yeah, right. You run Al-Qaeda on record and
exactly.
Everybody knows it.
And with that, when you think about it.
Notice he talks in that NPR voice, that non-threatening voice.
We stand for freedom. Not that. But I think what you're saying is that in these cases, what's the decision? Where's the discussion? And what tools should we have to stop those?
No, I'm saying I don't trust you.
You lied to Congress. Why would we believe you're not lying to us right now?
I haven't lied to Congress.
What about SKS? Congressional testimony.
Wait for the question session.
Thank you for that. But I do think this is important for us to have this discussion because, in my opinion, what you quickly believe is that which is written in the press without looking at the facts. This is the greatest technical center of gravity in the world. I ask that you all look at those facts. Check that out. Read the congressional testimony. Look at what we're talking about here, because this is our nation's future.
And in there, if you listen carefully, somebody shouts out, read the Constitution. And there's more heckling, too. We have the full uncut video up on Infowars.com. Then we have the CBS one that's got some clips there, but we're analyzing that news clip there on air. We'll be right back with Zachary Jackson. More on the NSA.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
State of mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind, the movie, at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live and broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to continue looking at the NSA and the military and economic developments here after a report with Jakari Jackson that's getting almost no attention nationwide. And the reason we're covering it is it shows how the media picks and chooses what it's going to turn into a big scandal. They know you're already worn out on the whole Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman situation. So now they are, just moving on. They've already created the division they needed. They've already worn everybody out. They're going to wait to pick one of these cases later, but we're going to be discussing that here in just one moment. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to invite everyone to go to InfoWarsHealth.com online. And when you go to InfoWarsHealth.com, you can find the lowest prices and free shipping for all of the amazing, close to 400, or I think it's over 400, longevity products like Polymburst Plus, the best natural energy drink booster out there. Just amazing. I love it so much. I've endorsed it, and I'm on the cover of the packaging. You've got the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, Tangy Tangerine Citrus Peach Fusion. Absolutely amazing. An 8,000 total ORAC score, certified non-GMO, pesticide-free Whole Foods. They also have the old Beyond Tangy Tangerine that I like as well, that has a 5,000 something score. This has the highest you can find anywhere, 8,000 score, certified, off the charts amazing. And your purchase makes the broadcast possible, so it's a win-win, win-win-win, shopping with the good guys. Whole Foods, trace minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, prebiotics, amino acids, essential cofactors, and more. It's all up there. And now you wanted longevity beyond OsteoFX. They've now done it in powder form. The best for joints, you name it. But whether it's for memory, whether it's for organ health, whether it's for allergies, whether it's for heart health, whether it's for skin health, it's all there at InfoWarsHealth.com. And there's also a toll-free number up there on the InfoWars Health.com website, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. You can call. And the InfoWars team of great folks that we have can answer any of your questions, help you sign up online if you need help, help you learn about different discounts. You can become a distributor for $10 like Costco, a one-time fee, and be part of the club and get other discounts. So learn about the free shipping and everything at InfoWarsHealth.com. The journey towards better health, something the globalists absolutely hate, and a clearer mind starts at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. There's a lot of videos and audio messages with doctors and pharmacists and researchers and myself and so much more at InfoWarsTeam.com and InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay. Looking at our society and the divide and conquer, it's done scientifically. And you don't see the so-called liberal black groups that are out there talking about 50%+ of black people being aborted. And that's the highest of any group. I mean, there's as much as 20% of white folks abort their kids, and then it moves down to Hispanics and others. If I was Hispanics, I'd be proud that they're one of the groups that doesn't like to kill their kids. I think it's very, very shameful that anybody does that, obviously. But they sell it like you're just going to get, you know, a wart removed off your butt or something, and that's not really what abortion is. And now you see MSNBC almost every week and CNN going, you know, babies after birth, let's kill disabled babies. Or even, you don't like the sex of them, it's your choice as a parent up to age 3 to kill your kid. And when we first broke that from the Journal of Bioethics a few years ago, people didn't believe it for about a week, and then finally it was national news. That they were in there saying, let's kill kids up to age 3, even if they're healthy. Just, you know, we're the bioethicists, they're going to decide if you're really alive or if your life's worth something. And, you know, old people, they're not really happy. Let's just kill them. That's why Mark Dice went out last week. We put the video up when he premiered it a few days ago on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We played clips of it here. And he showed everybody he talked to. Only one person said, is this a joke? All the others said, oh, yes, I think we should get rid of all the old people. We should euthanize them. And it was old people saying, I don't want to be alive when I feel bad. Well, see, you're not going to be getting health care. You're going to get euthanized, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the way of it. This is eugenics. This is how it started in Nazi Germany. And look, I've already digressed. I want to get to the new report. The point is that, I don't know, in the last few years, it's got to be more than 10 cases, the last few months I've heard about 3 or 4 of them, where Austin cops, where I live, pull somebody over, and the white guy, Hispanic, black, it doesn't matter, you get out of your car, they've killed people of every, quote, race, they get out, day, night, doesn't matter, and the cop has been trained for instinctive shooting, thinks they see something, and thinks they're at the OK Corral, and boom, shoots you. Boom, you're dead. And then it's like, well, they were scared. And that's why the police defended Zimmerman so much, because they understand you're in a fight, you're in a situation, they don't know what happened, you've got reasonable doubt. But at a certain point, even when it's in areas with surveillance cameras, they grab that, they don't release the dash cam footage in Austin, this is going on, and you've got this detective, a white detective. By the way, we had to dig to find that. This happened last week. White detective, like something out of a movie, hour after the bank's robbed, he's there. It's a white guy on the surveillance footage that's the suspect. We're going to show that Ja'Kari Jackson report in a moment. He chases a guy, a fellow walks in, black guy, sees all the cops, everything, goes, whoop, maybe it was made out of Warren or something, who knows, that's not in the news, I'm sure they would have told us it was the case, goes, whoop, a bunch of cops, kind of like, open the door, and it's a bunch of stormtroopers in Star Wars, you're like, I think I'll get out of here, and so he goes, walks on the street, cop starts chasing him, and, you know, I know the instinct before, I've had cops behind before and thought about just, you know, let's see how fast this baby can go, but the guy runs. The cop commandeers somebody's car, chases him, and then shoots him in the back of the neck. Now, Jakari, you've been really researching this. Mm-hmm. And so fill us in on what happened. And the fact that this is barely even local news. Here's the KVUE story. New details released an officer-involved shooting last week. You show up yesterday with our camera guy. There's cops waiting, basically trying to run you off.
Yeah.
And we've got all that on tape. But I kind of butchered the story. Break down what's happened, the fellow they killed, where this is going, because it's getting pretty scary. The state police, I'm afraid, are going to pull me over in Texas. Now they do proctology exams just randomly,
right,
and use the same glove. Now they've got weird army checkpoints my wife ran into with Hitler Youth up in Waco. In fact, I haven't even aired that footage off her iPhone yet. And then I'm afraid if a cop thinks I'm walking away. One of our reporters was walking home the other night, and cops jumped, came out of a house party in her neighborhood. Was Leanne, mm-hmm. Ran over to her and asked what she was doing. Obviously, she was attractive.
Yeah.
And it was like, come on into the party. Watch it, honey. Drag her by the hair like cavemen. Go dragging her off. But
yeah.
I'm ranting here, Jakari. Tell us about this case, the guy's name, and what's happened.
Well, the gentleman that you're talking about is Larry Jackson. He, like you said, he went to a bank after he'd been robbed. Now, this is a daytime bank robbery. The man goes to the bank after he'd been robbed. I'm not sure if they had police tape or what the situation was. Goes, tries to open the door. The door is locked. Somebody comes out, the bank manager, says, sir, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm just here to make a transaction. Now, this is where it gets a little iffy. They say the man presented some type of falsified identification.
Now, but see, first they said the man ran. I'm going with their old lie.
No, that's still the lie. That's the full story. So the man presents some identification. When I was talking to the assistant police chief yesterday, he wouldn't specify what that was, if it was a fake ID, if it was a forged check, or what it was.
He might have said, I'm not telling you my name.
That could have been it as well. So the man comes in contact with the officer, Detective Kleinert, I believe was his name, and they have a brief exchange. The man says, I'm not staying here, I'm leaving. And the officer says, you're not allowed to leave. The guy walks off. The walk turns into a run, runs down the street, and Josh and I filmed this, and we'll get to that special report in a second. And the guy runs down the street. The officer, for whatever reason, decides to commandeer somebody's vehicle, like James Bond, commandeer somebody's vehicle, drives down the street, meets up with the guy. They have a physical altercation underneath a bridge, and the man ends up with a bullet in the back of his neck.
And the story has been changing from when I saw last week. I mean, who knows what the truth is, because so often they lie, and they're really, I mean, they're acting suspicious, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you show up days later.
Days, yeah.
How many days later?
This happened on Friday, I believe it was. And we just had a chance to go out of the studio yesterday, myself and Josh, and we'll get to this in the video. We go to the bank.
So we're talking like 5 days later, yeah. 4 days later.
We park across the street because we're driving up, and I'm like, I'm not going to park in their parking lot because I know they're going to kick us out. So we park at a grocery store clearly across the street. We get ready. I say, I'm going to go inside and talk to the bank manager. And Josh is like, okay, I'll just stay out here and shoot some B-roll. Good. And I walk across the street. The second my foot hits the curb with what has to be the fastest response time in APD history, a man runs out the bank. What are you guys doing?
Maybe it's because you're black. Maybe,
I don't know what it was.
I'm going to shoot you a little bit here. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, hopefully not. But I get across the street, and the guy's like, what are you doing? I was like, yeah, you can see it right there. I was like, I'm going into the bank. And then when he sees my camera, that's when he gets a little more friendly, and he shakes my hand and so forth. And after that, he was pretty well-mannered. And he said, well, they prefer that you call ahead. And I said, well, sir, you know, I'm already here. Can I just go in and talk to the bank manager? And he says, well, you know, I don't really want that. I said, well, will you talk to him? He said, yeah.
But I mean, you're nice about this, and I tell the reporters don't get in conversations, but I would have said it's a free country. I'm going in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting tired of this.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, I'm being sarcastic about the cop going to shoot you. But the point does run over there towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, wow, they're really on this story. They don't want people talking to the witnesses.
And I guess that was the point. And they leave us out there for about 10, 15 minutes. Meanwhile, a helicopter flies overhead. I'm not sure if that was related or not. It's just something weird that happened.
It's part of living in a free country.
Yeah, part of living in a free country. And
you were walking while black.
Yes, I was walking while black. And it just so happened that, you know.
Doesn't matter you're wearing a suit. That's not even enough now.
Yeah, I was dressing, you know.
You didn't wear a crown to be like the Queen of England. Then he would have, like, bowed down to you.
Yeah, if I was walking
around. You had a shaved head, though, like him. You should have liked that.
Yeah. But, you know, like I was saying, we were out there, And the bank manager comes about 10, 15 minutes later, or a bank representative. And meanwhile, APD calls us because we called to talk to their public information officer. They call us back while we're at the bank. And I'm saying, well, just so you guys know, I just encountered an officer. He's leaving us outside for 10, 15 minutes. I'm not exactly sure what he's doing. Just know that we're out here. They say, okay, just come and meet with us at 12:45 at the APD headquarters. So we talk to the bank representative, and he doesn't give us any information. So we shoot our stand up, go to APD, and that's when we talk to Assistant Chief. I'll keep on calling him Bradley Manning, but his name is Manley. So,
Brian Manley.
Yeah, Brian Manley.
He's very manly.
He was very manly. He was a very, very nice gentleman. He didn't give us too much in the way of information. And one of the questions I asked him, you know, I said, if this is an ongoing investigation, you say, you know, the shooting's under investigation. Why did he chase him? That's under investigation and so forth. How do you know that the man was there to commit a fraud, Mr. Jackson? And he said, well, you know, of course, that's still part of the ongoing investigation. But, you know, the shooting, why the officer unholstered his weapon, that's under investigation. But the fact that the man was there to commit a fraud, that's a concrete fact.
And by the way, if the suspect was black, why would a bank robber come back later? I would see some reason to pursue. But it's like, looks like a redneck hillbilly in the main suspect videos. Mm-hmm. And then a black guy comes and talks to the manager, starts walking away going, I don't want to talk to you. And then you end up dead. And that's happening more and more all over the country.
Yeah, and people keep saying that the man had no reason to run. Like Anthony Beeler said, he said the mere fact that the guy's dead now shows that he had a reason to run.
Well, let me tell you, I'm actually now, when I'm with my kids, I'm actually scared of the state police. Because they're still they'll pull you over in front of your family and literally stick their hands in your rear end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is horrifying, man.
And it's just another case we see, because we saw the case in Toronto, I believe it was this past weekend as well. A gentleman was on the boxcar. I think the guy was 18. His name was Sammy Yadam. And he's not even stepping off the bus. He has a knife. You can see the video right there. He has a knife in his hand. The police tell him to drop the knife. He doesn't drop the knife. Now, as you can see in this clip, Alex, they're close enough to him to use maybe a chemical agent, use some bean bags.
And they shoot him over and over and over and over.
They shoot him 9 times in this clip.
Well, it's like the 95-year-old guy at the nursing home that had a shoehorn and
he had a cane, he had a shoehorn, and then they said he allegedly grabbed a butcher knife and was waving it around. Even if he did have a butcher knife, you'd think you could probably snatch a knife from a 95-year-old man. And they shoot him with a beanbag.
Well, I would just lock the door until he settled down.
Yeah.
But no, it's like tough to kill somebody. Because, I mean, you're not even a man until you've killed some people, you know, according to these groups.
Well,
they're soldiers. They're designed to kill people, break things. And so you're like an enemy at Iwo Jima. And this is the mindset now. What the cops don't get is that police are supposed to be peace officers.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be so macho, you don't go and just kill people as the first idea. That's what thugs do.
Yeah, and the guy was looking for a fight. The cop was looking for a fight. You know, he chased the guy down on foot first, then commandeered a vehicle. He was going to catch this guy. When he meets up to him, I guess the guy put up more of a fight than he wanted, and somehow another guy ends up with a bullet.
We don't even know if that's true.
Body.
He's shot in the back.
Yeah. It was very suspicious to me. That's just the story I was told.
Well, let's go ahead and go to your news report right here, and then we'll go out to break and come out and finish up with us with Jakari Jackson. And this is happening all the time now where I live. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
We're here at the Benchmark Bank. You just saw moments ago, we stepped out of our vehicle, which is across the street where my cameraman Josh is. We came across the street to the Benchmark Bank. We were immediately approached by an officer. He said, sir, what are you doing here? I said, I'm just here to speak to the bank manager. He said, well, they prefer that you call before you come. Well, I said, well, I'm not looking for a problem, officer. Can you go get the bank manager for me? The officer agreed, so that's what we're doing now. So you saw just moments ago, we were approached by both an officer and a representative of the Benchmark Bank. Now, the reason why we're here is because last Friday, a gentleman tried to enter the bank after the bank had been robbed. Obviously, the gentleman did not know this. Keep in mind, the gentleman who came to the bank after had been robbed did not match the description of the suspect at all. The gentleman presented identification to the bank. Then an officer approached the man. The man did not want to talk to the officer, decided to walk away from the situation. That walk turned into a run. A foot chase ensued. The officer eventually caught up to the man at a nearby park. There was an alleged struggle, and somehow or another, the man ended up with a bullet in the back of his neck. First of all, do you think it was the appropriate response of your officer to chase the man?
Yes, the police department does have a pursuit policy, a foot pursuit policy that dictates when our officers can be engaged. The foot chase ended under the Shoal Creek Bridge over off of 34th Street, and their struggle ensued under that bridge. During the foot pursuit, Detective Kleinert did enlist the aid of a motorist to help him catch back up to Mr. Jackson.
Do you know at what point the officer removed his holster? Was it knocked out? Did he pull it out? Do you know exactly what happened?
That's still part of the ongoing investigation.
But as far as striking an unarmed man in the back of the neck, do you think that's justified?
I can't speculate on that.
Is the officer involved still in active duty?
Yes, the officer, per our standard policy, is on restricted duty with pay.
Now, it's my understanding that the gentleman has some type of false identification. Can you specify what that is?
Again, due to the ongoing nature of the investigation, there are some pieces that we're not releasing.
We have this ongoing investigation as far as, you know, when the officer unholstered his weapon, when exactly he fired the weapon, but you're pretty confident in saying that he was there, the gentleman was there to commit a fraud. Does his prior history have anything to do with that conclusion?
We have not released Mr. Jackson's full criminal history. We don't want to, we're not attempting to challenge his credibility. Anytime a life is lost, it's tragic. And it's tragic for Mr. Jackson's family. As a law enforcement family, it's tragic for us. Our officer is, you know, having a hard time with this as well.
Now, I can't help but notice the similarities between this case and the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case, whereas the person with the gun aggressively pursued the person without the gun, and when an altercation ensued, the person with the gun opened fire.
All right.
And that just so happens to be...
And that is what the subject of the new August issue is all about, by the way. The new magazine is out, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll have conclusions and final thoughts with Jakari Jackson straight ahead.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live with Jakari Jackson. Coming up, Joseph Farah is going to cover all the major scandals. And Carney is saying it's fake scandals. It's a hoax that it's bad the IRS is persecuting people. And it's a hoax that the NSA is a big deal. And it's a hoax, on and on and on. We're going to be breaking that down and taking your phone calls. But briefly, I wanted to produce a magazine that's really like a big 60-page color book to expose divide and conquer and how divide and conquer has been used over and over again to give people in the left-right paradigm, especially leftists, that are totally obsessed with whatever the media tells them to be obsessed with, but then not real instances of racism or classism or problems. I wanted to produce, I mean, there's like four articles in here. There's a bunch of others and other subjects dealing with divide and conquer. And the cover is Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman's face fused into one to show how they're trying to divide humanity as a whole. And then on the inside, we've got famous quotes by the globalist. We've got amazing art, patriot art that's just off the charts to wake people up. We've got just amazing graphics in the article, social engineering and radical division, the Trayvon Martin tragedy that goes over all of that. This is the way to deprogram people. Domestic spy grid designed long before 9/11. Russian forces on American soil, breaking down how more and more foreign troops are training to take on the American people and how that's public information. You want to wake people up, this is it. Fluoride in the water is a chemical weapon attack on you and your family with all the different Harvard studies to just give somebody and go, look at this. You know, look at this. Don't give your baby fluoride water. You know, things like that. It's an information warfare weapon. CIA will now openly propagandize Americans. Article breaking that down. Obama conquers internet through executive orders. We got a Ron Paul article in there. A first-rate magazine. How the federal government plans to persecute Zimmerman. The whole divide and conquer program. A big political poster inside. How they're setting up the Patsy as the Boston bomber. We've got political opposition being targeted, how it ties into Richard Nixon, how Obama is beyond all that. Infowarsstore.com. FBI plan to kill Occupy leaders. We talked about that. There it is. Breaking it down. Just chilling information, ladies and gentlemen. And we're almost sold out of the July issue. I ordered 30,000 extra this time because they have 10 bumper stickers in them. And we've got, I don't know, like 3,000 or 4,000 left. They will sell out very, very quickly because I printed over 130,000 of these instead of the 100,000 we usually do. We're selling them at cost. You can get the July issue with the 10 bumper stickers to wake people up in your area with statements like, listen to Alex Jones, forbidden information, Infowars.com, America's been occupied by globalist forces, 6 medium, 4 big ones. You can get those at below cost. It's an info weapon. And you can get a year subscription at cost or buy the new magazine in bulk, the August issue, InfoWarsStore.com. This is for people that aren't awake. They really pay attention to print now because print's going out. It's been very successful. Jakari, in the last minute, we've got any other comments about this tragic case of Mr. Jackson, Larry Eugene Jackson Jr., 32, here in Austin, Texas, and the police. They're acting very suspicious. If they didn't have something to cover up, I don't think they'd be acting like this.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that Acevedo is out of town. I believe he's in California dealing with his mother. His mother's ill, from what I understand.
Sad to hear that.
Yeah. But this is the situation. Overzealous police chase a man down and shoot him. And like you said, we're not sure if they're...
Could have just shot him in the leg. I mean, just running to deserve to die? I mean...
I don't know. I mean, and then just the note...
I think if Trayvon was running from Zimmerman, he should go to prison for that.
Yeah, trying to defend yourself from, you know, an overzealous person. It's a very unfortunate circumstance, and hopefully get to the bottom of it. And I really want to know how they know if the man was there to commit a fraud if, you know, they don't want to be explicit with that information. You know, they're very close-mouthed about it right now.
Well, I would add this. They've been killing a lot of white people like this, too.
Oh, yeah, I don't see
it. It might be racial, though. We don't know. My point is what's scary is that it's just a total culture of kill us. It's discrimination against citizens, civilians, as we're called. Right.
This is GCN.
We'll be back with the second hour. Infowars.com. Joseph Farah, straight ahead.
Kalben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, Joseph Farah of WorldNetDaily.com is going to be joining us to cover the waterfront. First, I'll say, hey, what's front and center on your radar screen? When we get this kind of guest on, I'd like to cover the waterfront, and then I'll get into the latest on Snowden, getting political asylum in Russia, Bradley Manning. We'll get all that's happening in the Middle East. We'll go over Rand Paul. He's going to run for president. That's guaranteed. That's always been the plan, I can tell you right now. I'll just leave it at that. By the way, I can get Rand Paul on the show. They make a big deal out of it when he comes on. They attack him. They demonize him. It doesn't even boost our ratings when he comes on. I've known the guy for 14, 15 years. So that's why we don't even get Rand Paul on. Last time he was on, he called us to come on. And then they make a big national issue out of it. And I think overall it's, you know, not positive for him. So we don't even get him on. That's how we operate around here. But you know what? It's been about a year since he's been on. Maybe it's time to get him. Get Rand Paul here on the transmission. And, you know, why should we let them dictate who can come on the show by demonizing him? Even though I can get him on the show, I still leave him alone because I know it causes a conniption fit in his operation whenever he does it. That's why Rand Paul's so great. We always have C-SPAN on, and, like, every week I see him in there live, he just gets better and better. And now he's diffusing Chris Christie, going, hey, why don't we get a beer? Stop acting like I'm bad to not want to have all this foreign aid. Stop acting like, you know, I'm a crazy person. And he just gets more and more popular. So does Ted Cruz. That'd make a good ticket. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. The Paul name's bigger, so he should be the presidential candidate, and the vice president be Ted Cruz. That'd be power packed right there. Doesn't matter, the robots do the voting in so many areas. Yeah, plus Ted Cruz, isn't he from Canada? They were U.S. citizens, and then they had him up there. That's right. He's eligible. That's right. I mean, well, John McCain was born in the Panama Canal. The thing with Obama is he's got three aliases. We don't know who he is. That's a fact, folks. I remember 5 years ago, we mentioned Barry Sotero, even 4 years ago, even 3 years ago. And they'd make fun of it in the media. Go, they claim he's named Barry Sotero. Then all his friends came out and go, no, his name was Barry Sotero. And then now Obama goes on radio shows and stuff, goes, hey, it's Barry. People used to call me that. He's like inoculating people psychologically, but he had like a couple other aliases. I mean, who is this guy? Well, he's a totally compromised, controlled, blackmailed person. And why do we put up with this, with Wienergate and just the rise of these politicians getting away with more and more and more and more and more? It is unbelievable. By the way, Snowden's father has called out Obama on Nuremberg crimes. We have his letter up on Infowars.com as well. Security consultant heckles NSA head, shouts freedom. Read the Constitution to the NSA director, General Alexander. Snowden's father calls out Obama on Nuremberg crimes. I just mentioned that. Your tax dollars at work in Afghanistan supporting Al-Qaeda. Rand Paul strongly hints at 2016 presidential run, Obama's behavioral insight team brainwashing the public, FBI raid reveals government knee-deep in child sex trafficking. Got more news on that today. Liberal activists, thousands of people will die every year under Obamacare. Their answer, bring in total government care. Yeah, like they do in Europe, and everybody's dying. The most important number in the entire U.S. economy, I want to get into that. That's all up on Infowars.com and Prison Planet. Dot com. We've got Obama defending Larry Summers against charges. He's unfit to be Fed chairman. Larry Summers helped get rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. This is one of the main authors of the derivatives global meltdown fraud. And isn't that just classic that they want to make him Fed chairman? Be like making Hitler the head of the Nuremberg trials. But you know he'll get in there. Hey, maybe Larry Summers can like send photos of his wiener out there like Wiener did, and then we'll all make a big, well, that's the prerequisite. You got to be a total freak who's absolutely devastated society, and then the mainstream media will worship you like they worship Wiener. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nanosilver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nanosilver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nanosilver nasal sprays, our nanosilver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nanosilver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour, broadcasting worldwide on this first day of August, 2013. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know we have a lot of new affiliates picking us up all the time, and some people are not familiar with the show. I am a syndicated radio host, documentary filmmaker, and a constitutionalist, libertarian, paleo-conservative, and the media today calls anybody who's not a complete authoritarian communist a right-wing extremist. And so if standing for liberty and freedom means I'm a right-wing extremist, then I will also take that mantle on. When I criticized Bush for attacks on civil liberties and freedoms, I was called a hardcore commie by the controlled right wing, the establishment rhino Chris Christie types. No, I'm someone that stands for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I know that Joseph Farah, founder of the Western Journalism Center and a man who, of course, ran big newspapers across the United States before that and founded back in 1996 WorldNet Daily, a pioneer along with DrudgeReport.com, WND.com, a pioneer in publishing, filmmaking, radio shows, you name it, a pioneer really in taking the old muckraking real journalism, Americana-type journalism, and putting it into the 21st century. And, of course, Ted Nugent writes for them as well. Ted contacted me and said carry his stuff as well. I don't think we ever do that, but we probably should over at Infowars.com. But WND.com, and he joins us here today on the broadcast to talk about a whole host of issues. But first off, Joseph, when you said a few years ago on the air that when Obama got reelected, get ready for the hammer to drop, boy, you weren't kidding. The persecution of Tea Party, telling pro-life groups what they can pray, targeting the Associated Press, prosecuting whistleblowers. Now, Obama behavioral insight teams, biopics on Hillary Clinton, CIA domestically brainwashing, promoting the kleptocratic agenda of the socialist progressives. I mean, this is like a Twilight Zone episode. I'm Alex Jones, the supposed crazy guy that, you know, thought all this would happen, and it happened. It's getting even crazier than I thought it would get this fast. Joseph Farah, what in the New World Order is going on here?
Well, the good news is that Obama is kind of bringing, you know, some of the left and the right together, you know, if you want to use those labels. Especially with regard to the surveillance state that he, you know, look, he didn't invent this. It's been creeping up on us for decades, and, you know, but he's basically put it on steroids. And I think that there's, you know, reaction from, you know, folks on the left who actually have a conscience, you know, people like Ned Hentoff and folks like that, and, you know, some members of the Senate and House and the Democratic side have been really at the forefront of protesting this just unbelievable Big Brother kind of situation. You know, they're just, you know, you and I, we knew about the NSA for a long time. This was no surprise to us. I mean, you know, it's been around for a long time. Obviously, it's getting worse as technology improves. It makes it more feasible for government to gather more information on us more easily. That's what's been happening. And now we've got a guy in the White House who you know, he basically believes in unlimited government. That's the key, I think, to understanding where we are right now. That's a completely un-American principle. America is founded on constitutionally limited government. The federal government has a straitjacket on its power, intentionally conceived by the founders. And, you know, obviously there have been abuses of that over 230-some years. But now we're at the point where we have a president of the United States and we have many, many members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, who basically believe there are no constitutional restraints on what the government can do. And that's why, you know, they vote in favor of preserving and even expanding this incredible abusive surveillance state that they've created, all in the name of fighting terrorism. I got to tell you something, Alex. The worst kind of terrorism that's ever plagued people in the history of the world is government terrorism. And that's what we're up against in America today, of all places. It's shocking.
And by the way, they try to cast or frame what you say as radical. That is Americana. That's what the country was founded out of. The flower of the Renaissance. That was the entire idea. That's what they'd been through. They knew that. Governments killed 262 million people, according to the University of Hawaii study in democide. In the 20th century, non-military combatants deaths. That's men, women, and children. We all know this, from Pol Pot to Adolf Hitler to Joe Stalin to Mao Zedong to people like Fidel Castro. And then we get up and say, that's tyranny. This is a threat. And they go, oh, you're crazy. But I think the good news is this coming out of the kleptocratic tyrants, this coming out of the statist, I think has finally gotten people to start to wake up. Are you seeing a giant awakening taking place?
Well, I don't know if it's a giant awakening, but I think it's very encouraging, let's say, that this is not a debate that is strictly along party lines or, you know, the traditional kind of ideological lines. It's really about people who I think, you know, believe in the Constitution or at least parts of it, and those who don't, those who really think there are no limits to government and that we'd be crazy in America to succumb to the constitutional restraint, and that really makes it a lot easier, I think, for people to understand. Now, you know, there's this problem. There is terrorism. You know, there is this outside terrorism thing. I've been exposing the Muslim Brotherhood. I believe it's real. I don't believe it was invented to scare Americans. There are threats that we face in the real world. But the question that we have to ask ourselves as Americans is, are we willing to give up everything that's beautiful and, you know, all the liberties that abounded at the founding of this country, over this fight with a bunch of terrorists? And I say the answer is clearly no. And I think we have an opportunity with, you know, the media exposure. Think about this, Alex. 10 years ago, was the media writing about the NSA? The NSA was doing, you know, 90% of what it's doing right now 10 years ago. And nobody was concerned about it. Well, Americans, you know, they really were in the dark. You knew this. I knew this. Your audience knew it. WND's audience knew it. But, you know, 99% of Americans did not know that the government was in their bedroom. It was on their telephone calls. It was, you know, looking at what they were typing on their computer and what websites they were visiting. It was tracking them with their cell phones. You know, this was all happening before. Well, now they know it. And there is, you know, if you look at the polls, it's very encouraging. Americans don't like it. In fact, there's a poll out today, I believe, that shows Americans are more fearful of government surveillance like the NSA's than they are of terrorism. That's a breakthrough.
Well, there's an article out today that if you Google pressure cookers, you get a visit from the police. It just gets more and more ridiculous. They're spying on everything. I mean, you see stories all the time where in France somebody makes a joke on a text message and the cops are there an hour later. It's all being read. It's unconstitutional. And I want to quantify this since you raised it. I know there have been radical extreme Muslims since they attacked Europe, you know, hundreds of years ago,
right,
and then that responded with the Crusades. I know there's been Wahhabists before Saudi Arabia was Saudi Arabia. My point is that they use that threat, which is overblown, to then target the Tea Party, libertarians, gun owners. Look at how they say now the threat isn't Muslim extremists, it's libertarians, gun owners, returning veterans. That's what I said, and I pointed out our government helped organize Al-Qaeda in the fight against the Russians. They helped protect them. They turned a blind eye to it. They're now using them as the main force against Syria in Libya. Our government, you know, helped bring, you know, kick out the old dictator of Egypt to put in the new, you know, front guy, Morsi, who was, you know, many, many times worse than Hosni Mubarak. So my point is that they are using radical Islam to take over areas, destabilize things they want, while separately using it to take our liberties away.
Exactly right. That's the way it works. And of course, the real answer to, you know, preparing Americans to do battle with any enemy, whether it's terrorism or a more conventional kind of threat, is, you know, we've always been armed. Americans have always been armed. You know, that's why it's never been invaded by any foreign power, right? And so, you know, but what are they trying to do? They're trying to take our guns away. And so that puts the lie to the fact that they really want to do anything about terrorism. And there's a report out today that says that, you know, they've been saying, well, look how many terrorist operations have been thwarted because of this NSA spying. And it turns out there really are only two that they can even substantiate as having anything to do with this program.
Yeah, so end our entire free society over something that's less dangerous than honeybees.
Right.
I mean, I've just had it. I agree with Jesse Ventura. I just say, let the danger, let it be there. We'll deal with it when it happens. That's the way it is. And if we really catch some country attacking us, there'll be reprisals. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's all being used to power grab, to mission creep. Joseph Farah, the founder of WorldNet Daily, and its editor-in-chief, our guest, will come back in the next segment and get into this coming out of communism, socialism, and collectivism, and Obama saying you didn't build it and there's no tyranny around the corner and your kids belong to the state. Why are they doing this? We'll ask Joseph straight ahead.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices.
There you go.
Because what they suggest is that our brave and creative and unique experiment in self-rule is somehow just a sham with which we can't be trusted.
Talk about brainwashing. He acts like you're attacking America if you're worried about keeping the country free, saying the government is the people. Well, no, it's not. It's exempting itself from everything it's foisting on the people fundamentally, and then saying, if you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. And, of course, we're all collectively connected, but it's the power of the individual that then raises the power of the collective, and the individual is at the head. The individual is sovereign, not the government and the big brain bugs on top directing the overall architecture. And now, Joseph Farah, the head of WorldNetDaily.com, why do you think they're just coming out in the public with everything now and throwing it in our face? Is it an attempt to just acclimate us, or since they can't hide it, they're going to go ahead and flaunt it and maybe move the Overton window? Is this some move towards learned helplessness or a Stockholm syndrome? What's happening?
Well, look, I think the agenda is very clear, you know, from Obama and not just Obama, but, you know, Obama epitomizes it. That, you know, what these guys really like and have always liked for most of their lives is socialism. That's what where they want to take us, whether you call it communism or socialism, you know, same difference. And a good example of this right from Obama's mouth in the last few days was, you know, his high praise for Ho Chi Minh. Now, you know, we can debate the Vietnam War and our role in it.
But Ho Chi Minh was a communist who tortured Americans.
Hardcore Marxist-Leninist, Stalinist, who killed 500,000 of his own people. Now they want to portray him as some kind of popular folk hero in Vietnam, the George Washington of Vietnam, inspired by Thomas Jefferson. You know, gosh, we have known this for decades, that was a clever ruse that Ho Chi Minh used to try to get, you know, the American government to support him back in the 1950s when Truman was still president and later in the Eisenhower years. But we know what Ho Chi Minh was, and now they're trying to recast Ho Chi Minh just like they did, you know, they did in the 1960s. It was a communist disinformation effort. And now Obama's using it. The president of the United States is portraying Ho Chi Minh, this mass murderer, this terrorist. Was he popular among his people? You know, Hitler was popular among his people. The way totalitarians become popular is they kill the opposition or they lock them up in re-education.
Oh yeah, I love how in a quote fake democracy they use to bring in authoritarianism, not a republic. They go, well, we have a majority that say turn your guns in. Like, I've got to do something because a pack of idiots want me to.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the opposite of what, you know, the American founding was all about. You know, protecting the rights of the minority. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. There's huge differences, and unfortunately, the American people have been so dumbed down over such a long period of time that, you know, now we want to be like everybody else in the world. That's what the founders were, you know, dead set against.
But, I mean, there is a sense that I see on the street across the board. Folks understand that Obama and the people that are controlling him really have conned them. People know the economy's in deep trouble. They know they're becoming domesticated, but the collectivists don't care because when they shut down coal plants or pay to move General Motors to China, then you've got 101 million people as of last month, as you know, now on some form of food assistance. I mean, land of the free, home of the brave, 101 million people on food assistance?
That's right. You create the dependence. We've seen it done in, you know, in many minority communities to the point where they go and they vote like robots for the people who are going to keep those little, gratuities coming to them. every month. And that is really sad. Instead of being, you know, teaching self-reliance and and being a self-governing society, we're becoming a bunch of sheep that are actually dependent, we think, on the government's goodwill toward us.
Joseph Farah of WND.com is our guest. We've got him to the end of the hour. We got a long 18-minute segment coming up. I want to get into the details of Snowden, Bradley Manning, and geopolitically where you think the world is right now, Joseph Farah, and where you think things are going to go or the possible futures. I want to talk about an article on WorldNet Daily I saw dealing with massive solar flare, narrowly misses Earth, EMP disaster barely avoided, and you've got one about Lloyd's of London, warning of EMP. This is a real threat. We'll talk about that WND.com article and more with an icon of libertarian truth journalism, Joseph Farah. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
State of mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the movie at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Joseph Farah is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to have open phones in the third hour coming up and cover a host of news we haven't gotten to. I want to get into the persecution of the press, not just conservatives or libertarians, and where Joseph Farah thinks all that's going. I want to talk about a new film they've got that we're not carrying yet, but we need to, that's available at WorldNet Daily made out of the book Disinformation, that is a very powerful book, and I'm glad it's been made into film to understand how the propaganda state works because of Obama's behavioral insight teams, and how they're saying the CIA is going to be involved domestically in the Pentagon. Signs of the fact that as the government gets more and more corrupt and collapses, it becomes more and more authoritarian. But that big question before I get into General Alexander being heckled, we're going to play a clip of that. Joseph Farrow, where do you think the world in general is going? I mean, I know that we all affect that and the future isn't set, but generally, geopolitically, domestically, what is the map of the world, tyranny versus liberty?
Well, there's a couple things happening at once, obviously. One is, you know, we've got economic problems in this country, of course. But the thing that, you know, is when you look worldwide, you see this is really a global crisis. So all the economies are on the brink. Even economies that, you know, have been thriving, like in China, all of a sudden the party's come to an end here. And, you know, in the past, the United States has been kind of a hedge against the global economic collapse. But now we're kind of at the forefront of it. And so there's not going to be any place to go when that hits and the dominoes fall. And so that's one thing. Then, of course, you've got the issues of, I do believe that the Islamic threat is real. I think the Middle East is going to continue to be in great turmoil. What many people in the United States have called the Arab Spring is really anything but a spring. It's like a nuclear winter that we're headed into. And that's going to be very destabilizing, not only for the economy, but, just a matter of self-preservation. And so, you know, I think those are the two main things when you look at the world globally right now that are potentially disastrous for us wherever we live. It ties in, I think, Alex, to what we're seeing in terms of the creep toward authoritarianism here in the United States and around the world. Why? Why now are we headed in this direction? Why are governments trying to, you know, get this iron-fisted control over the people? Well, I think it's because they know better than we do where we're headed toward this great economic collapse. And I think that they see that as an absolute necessity when, you know, they're no longer able to send out Social Security checks and food stamps and so forth. They realize that the only thing they're going to have, their only response can be to use force to maintain some kind of order.
And let's quantify. It is very scary. Let's quantify that. Why then try to disarm the general population when that's a hedge against letting things get out of control? And undoubtedly, if you look historically and economically, the world is sliding into global depression. There's no way I can see with the current policies globally to get out of that. So they intend to make lemonade out of lemons and use it to consolidate even greater power. But when we talk about a collapse, what are some of those factors from your well-researched perspective and your whole research team of some of the top minds in the world on finance, like Dr. Corsi? Where do they think it's going, and what's the timeline?
It seems like we're hanging on by our fingernails. You know, for instance, people have pointed to Greece as kind of, you know, the canary in the coal mine. When Greece goes, it could set off. But you know, they keep propping up the canary in the coal mine. The canary in the coal mine is on life support system. And so therefore, you know, they think, well, that's their hedge against this ultimate collapse that's bound to take place at some point in the future. But when you look at our economic policies in this country are unsustainable. We know it's the same situation in Europe. They're slightly more advanced than we are. But you know, you look at the American debt right now at $17 trillion, and you realize, you know, if you just look at the number of zeros in $17 trillion, it should be a wake-up call to everybody. But, you know, too many of the American people just believe that somehow government's going to pull a rabbit out of a hat and get us out of this fix. And there is no fix. There's no fix for $17 trillion. That's like, close to 100% of GDP in the United States of America. That's the debt. And so how do you deal with that? There's no dealing with it. The only way you can deal with it is to say, well, we're not going to make it bigger anymore. We're going to freeze it right where it is. And there are probably only maybe 20 to 30 members of Congress who feel that way today. And that's why, I started this Red Ink campaign, No More Red Ink campaign, to try to get people to pressure members of Congress for this very logical step, which is don't keep increasing the debt limit. Don't keep passing these continuing resolutions. Don't keep giving Obama all the borrowed money he needs to, build Obamacare and all the other crazy programs he wants to do. We can stop.
Sure. Well, now he's sounding more dictatorial. I saw him on the news last week go, I'm not going to allow people to block what I'm doing in Congress. And he just, on every subject, carbon taxes, you name it, just does whatever he wants. I mean, don't all the Democrats and Republicans get that this will collapse the culture and ruin their kids' future if they don't turn back now? Because it's not debatable.
It's funny they all say it. They all say it. Even Obama says it. Even Obama will tell you, you just have to go back a few years when he was in the U.S. Senate and he opposed raising the debt limit. He said it was unsustainable back then. He said we couldn't go on like this. He's been saying, he said it as a presidential candidate. He has said it as president over two terms now. But he keeps insisting that any talk of not raising the debt limit and continuing this process.
What was it?
Six
trillion or so in Bush left? Now it's 18 trillion, isn't it?
Well, we're adding about, since Obama came in, over 1 trillion a year. So this is about his fifth year. He's added about $6 trillion in debt in 5 years.
Yeah, but then I've seen breakdowns that it's even more if you look at
it. We're not even dealing with the clever accounting bookkeeping tricks that they're doing. For instance, according to the Treasury Department, the debt hasn't risen in like 80 days. And the reason for that is they can't borrow money if they go over $17 trillion. So they keep borrowing it and insisting that they haven't borrowed any money.
Sure, sure. But the real numbers I've seen is it's well over $18 trillion, and that's what and that's not even counting the unfunded mandates. So let me understand this from your perspective, shifting gears back to the Middle East. Look, what is the method to the Obama controllers, who are a lot of the same people that run the Republican Party, to put al-Qaeda in Syria, to turn Libya over to the radical Wahhabist? And then why has Israel been helping try to take Assad out? Because Assad was no longer offensively messing with anybody. And then what do they think they're going to do once they put these radicals in control of Syria? I mean, I guess just when they attack the West, they'll just take more rights. I guess that's the plan.
Right. I think there are two answers to that. Number one, why does America do this? Well, I don't know why exactly. I'm not 100% sure, but it does put the lie to the fact, to the idea, the notion that these guys are really interested in fighting terrorism when they're placing in power people they say attacked us, namely al-Qaeda. So that doesn't make any sense. My guess is that it's part of some vast, globalist type conspiracy.
Yeah, geopolitical. Yeah.
Now, what about Israel? I think that's a more interesting question, because you would think, well, isn't this sort of self-defeating? Why are they siding with not the bad guys, but the really bad guys in Syria, and trying to overthrow Assad when Assad offers them some stability? And I think the answer to that, this is my guess, it's really bizarre, but, I think that what they're doing, they believe their number one enemy right now, the most imminent threat they face, existential threat, the threat they could put in
is Iran, so they want to take out Iran's support.
Exactly. And who is Syria allied with? Who is Assad allied with? He's allied with Iran. And so they'd rather deal with Iran first and then basically have one enemy left, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, for all intents and purposes, and they can deal with the Muslim Brotherhood on their own time schedule. That's my guess.
Well, my larger issue is this. Everybody knows I'm not anti-Israel, but at the same time, I try to stay out of this because I'm sick of it. It's a political football, like gay marriage, you know, pot laws, any of this stuff. It's just, it just goes on and on. But then people want you to, like, choose a side in this whole deal, and the obsession by the anti-Israel crowd, constantly making stuff up that, you know, Israel runs this, Israel runs that, Israel runs me, this person, you know, General Jones, and the Joint Chiefs is Jewish when they're not. I mean, it really is a worldwide mental illness, and I don't get what the establishment with a lot of Jews in it is doing promoting this agenda, because I see the left really pushing an anti-Semitic agenda, and I don't, what are they planning to get out of this? I mean, this is really like a religion.
I don't know, but it reminds me of an old joke, Alec, where this guy, Moshe, is sitting there and he's reading a Nazi newspaper. This Jewish guy's reading a Nazi newspaper. His friend comes up to him and says, "Why are you reading a Nazi newspaper?" He says, "Well, you know, I used to read the regular press, but it was full of bad news. The Jews control it's full of persecution of the Jews and so forth. Now I read the Nazi newspaper and it's all good news. It says the Jews control the banks and the media and everything." So you get the picture.
He was reading it because it was like a delusion of grandeur.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you're right. The anti-Semitism, and really, if you think about it, you can go all the way back to, you know, Hitler. And what was Hitler? Hitler was a socialist. You know, Joseph Stalin was a communist. Look at, you know, how he persecuted the Jews in the Soviet Union and after Stalin as well. So where does the anti-Semitism come from? Where does it emanate from in the modern world? Well, it's perpetrated almost exclusively by socialists.
Yeah, but exactly. But then it's also used as this football where everything becomes about that when the world is so much more complex. Like, what about the communist Chinese? You know, there's a billion plus people over there being used by communists to leverage the world. What about this issue? What about, it's like all people talk about from both sides is fighting with each other over this. And it's really a party I don't want to be part of. Speaking of disinformation, talk about that film a bit, and then I want to get into, have you seen the video of the head of the NSA being booted yesterday at the Black Hat conference? They're Black Hat hackers.
I heard the audio, yeah. I didn't see the video.
We're going to play that in a minute, but tell us about the film Disinformation in the book.
Well, the book and movie Disinformation, is really, the movie is just adapted from the book, and it's a series of terrific interviews with people who are experts on what disinformation really is. And we've all heard the term disinformation, but it really is a made-up word, made up by the Soviet Union. They recognize that, you know, lying to people is a very important strategy for maintaining power, but disinformation is more than lies. It's one thing when somebody lies to you, but it's another thing when a very credible source lies to you. Then that's, you know, the first lie is misinformation, but the lie by a credible source is disinformation. And, you know, the Soviet Union had spent a massive amount of its economy on perpetrating disinformation here in the West. And this book and this movie chronicle that. And the guy who wrote the book and is the inspiration for the movie is named Ion Mihai Pachepa, who was the highest-ranking Soviet bloc defector to the West during the whole Cold War. He was in charge of Romanian intelligence. He had to take a daring escape route to get out of Romania and come to the West. He's been living under a new identity ever since, constantly faced still to this day by death threats from Romanians and communists around the world.
Who, by the way, have now basically taken over the EU bureaucracy.
Exactly. Exactly. And imagine yourself being this guy who comes here in the late 1970s to escape to freedom and to help the West understand what they're up against with communism, and now seeing communism effectively taking over your new homeland.
Well, please help us get him on. I want to play, speaking of disinformation, the NSA director who lied to Congress and said, we don't collect any data, and had to admit 2 days later, okay, I lied. And then now he lies to hackers that know full well what he said is pure bull. Here's a clip of that. I want to get Joseph's take on it.
Stopping terrorism is one of the most important things.
Freedom!
Exactly. And with that, when you think about it, how do we do that? Because we stand for freedom. Not that. But I think what you're saying is that in these cases, what's the decision?
The heckler said bravo, Sierra.
And what tools should we have to stop those?
No, I'm saying I don't trust you.
Lied to Congress. Why would we believe you're not lying to us right now?
I haven't lied to Congress.
What about SKS?
Oh, he admitted he did.
Congressional testimony.
Wait for the question session.
Thank you for that. But if you disagree with what we're doing, then you should help twice as much.
Read the Constitution.
I have. You should too.
I mean, the arrogance of that. And then he doubled back and said he didn't lie to Congress. He admitted that, okay, that wasn't true.
Right.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
You know what struck me the first time I heard that is this guy sounds like a hypnotist. He's trying to put us to sleep with his speech.
Well, you know, you weren't listening last hour, were you? I said that. It's an NPR voice. I've talked to high-level NPR people off record. They tell them to do that on purpose to lull people into a trusting place. I want to come back with Joseph Farah and have you continue with what you're about to say. That's why I like Joseph Farah, folks. He gets it. I mean, that whole NPR voice. See, I'm here like this trying to wake you up. They're going, don't worry.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be.
All right, it's our final segment with Joseph Farah. Then we're going to start the next hour and take your phone calls on the NSA issue, on Snowden, on where the whole world's going, whatever you'd like to discuss. First-time callers today in the third hour, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can also check out all the films, books, and the new magazine, the T-shirts, the Patriot apparel. All of it supports the broadcast, plus it's the best stuff out there. The Pro Pure water filtration, all of it, at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call and order or ask any questions, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or InfoWarsStore.com. There's also a P.O. box there on the site, and all the hundreds of great vitamins, minerals, and other just amazing supplements, the best out there at InfoWarsHealth.com as well. Joseph Farah, we've only got about 5 minutes left. I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy. You were getting into all the bureaucrats now do these little neuro-linguistic programming things. People used to always ask me about this, and I went and looked into it. And there's other systems, and whether it works or not, they really are teaching NPR people, MSNBC people, government people. And I've been to Agenda 21 meetings. They talk like this. They go, everything's fine. It's like a cult or something. That's how cult leaders talk. You were starting to talk about that. What's your take on this?
Alex,
yes,
everything's going to be all right. Big Brother is your friend.
Turn in your gun.
Do they do this at MSNBC? Whenever I turn on MSNBC, they're shouting at each other.
No. Some of the shows do that, but then they have others where they do talk real like this.
No, I mean, I think there's something going on there. I don't know who's propagating this, but it is NPR-like. And I think that most people who listen to NPR are not really necessarily hearing the information that's being conveyed. You know, they're being put into some kind of a trance.
Well, who are these guys on the classical channels where sometimes I'll listen to them and almost run off the road? They're like, and next we have a Johann Bach piece in A minor by the such and such orchestra. And I'm like, I'm
so good. You are the personification of the opposite of all of that. I have to hand you that.
Now, I've been told by some people sometimes it's like nails on a chalkboard, but that's what America needs.
Right.
I'm like the Yosemite Sam of talk radio. Ooh, I hate commies.
Well, you're the town crier. And, you know, that's we're in those kinds of times where we need people waking us up. And I commend you for the great job you're doing.
Absolutely, sir. We appreciate what you're doing. Do you think overall Obama is in deep trouble? But I guess Republicans won't try to impeach him.
Well, he could only be in big trouble if there was some organized opposition. And the Republican Party is not organized opposition to the Democratic Party. They're, at least the leadership of it isn't. And, I think they're about to hand him all kinds of victories. They're not going to defund Obamacare, even though they have the power to do that just in the House of Representatives.
And it has no support. I mean, take Karl Rove, Chris Christie, and others. They spend more time attacking Rand Paul and libertarian types that are the future of liberty instead of going after Obama.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned Rand Paul, because I think there's some guys like Rand Paul. He stands out in my mind, but there are a few others who, they're in positions of power. They're in the Senate. They're in the House. And they are, I think, beginning to send out a different kind of message to people, a message about liberty, about self-government, about all the things we believe in.
Oh, it's scaring the establishment. That's how you know they're dangerous.
Yes. I mean, they're denounced by Republicans and Democrats alike, but it doesn't do anything to dampen their support, and I think that's great. And I hope we have a president.
I hope so, too. Joseph, thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm focused today. I'm kind of calm. Even though I sound animated, I'm focused. And so we'll see. This may be the day, unknown for years, where I take a lot of phone calls. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to come on next, 800-259-9231. I got a bunch of news I'm going to get to. I didn't get into the solar flare thing with Farah. I should have done that. I'll do that later. But right now, let's go right to your phone calls. Drew in Colorado, you're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, what's up, Alex? How you doing today?
Good, sir. Good to have you on with us.
Thank you for having me on today. Do you see USA Today yesterday? Or is it published once a week or something? Because
I didn't see it. No, what was it?
The luxurious 250-square-foot apartment that everyone should be living in nowadays.
Guys, will you pull up USA Today, the new 250-square-foot apartment? Yeah, that's being pushed everywhere. That it's so trendy. They say they're going to jack your taxes up so high you can only live in a 250-square-foot coffin apartment. Agenda 21, from Austin to San Francisco to New York, they're passing or trying to pass laws, which, of course, the establishment, I mean, imagine these are rent-seeking globalists, and of course they want to screw you. And, yeah, there it is, many apartments are the next big thing in U.S. cities. Yeah, because you're going to be so incredibly poor.
So chic and cool to be poor and treated like cattle.
Oh, no, if you go to Whole Foods, literally, I've seen it where half the mags are. It's good to be poor. It lowers your carbon footprint. It's good to, and it's so sexy. And they'll come over and say, you shouldn't have three kids. And they'll come over and say, you're shopping well. You've made good decisions. And I'm like, listen, I know this is overpriced, non-GMO stuff, and half of it's GMO. I'm just trying to, please don't nudge me. Please don't behaviorally modify me. Please don't do it. But they are. They're just authoritarians who think it's sexy to be slaves.
Right. And all of us know how that story's going to end. And how a new one will play out, we'll see how that goes. But
oh, but Oprah says it's good. Oprah. I actually had Melissa Melton, one of our great reporters, and she was here with us. She went with Aaron off into the sunset to do their own reporting. They're doing a great job over at TrueStreamMedia.com. But she did a report on the coffin apartments. We had her go out and do that. Was pretty good. We ought to dig that up and air that towards the end of the hour. You know, I'm glad you bring that up, terrorist. You're not looking, because people have to understand, it's not to make it affordable. It's to jack up prices on everything. You're going to pay $10,000 a month of devalued dollars to live in a 250-square-foot coffin, surveilled 24-7 by men in black uniforms, backed up by drones and robots. How's that sound?
It will be easier to scan your apartment that way to see if you have contraband in this country. You'll know.
Yeah, but now Russia is becoming freer. It's incredible. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob. Bob, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, Alex, I just want to say, first of all, 100 years from now, there'll be a statue of you on the mall in D.C. But
I'd rather just have my grandkids be able to live, but yeah, whatever, who knows.
What I wanted to ask you about was, what do you know about Jeffrey McDonald, the Green Beret doctor who was convicted of killing his family in, I believe it was the 70s?
Is that the case that woke up the FBI section chief when he found out it was a whole satanic operation? That was...
Yeah. Is there anything you can add to that? Because I've been trying to find out some...
No, that's what woke Ted Gunderson up. He was... I think at that time, he was the head of all of Southern California, the biggest FBI division outside New York. And he didn't believe it, and he found out a satanic cult did it. It was all a setup. And now we just know that stuff's main. I got a stack of news about Satan cults and kids and government and media here today. I haven't even gotten to yet. But, yeah, no, it's a big issue.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Take care of yourself.
Mr. Thank You. Did you want to add anything to it? I mean,
No, I've just been trying to gather gleaning bits and pieces of the story, but there's not much out on it. I know I heard the Gunderson tape, and he had spoke to it a while back before he died.
You know, it's horrible. I wish what Ted Gunderson said wasn't true, but I kept going and looking it up, and now everything he said came true. But, I mean, he exposed the CIA finders, snuff films of little kids and stuff in D.C. Nobody got in trouble. That, by the way, came out in the newspapers. I mean, and nobody got in trouble. I mean, just unbelievable.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filters today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Kalben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Every 3 seconds, someone becomes a victim of identity theft. We also hear news stories every day about the NSA spying on U.S. citizens. It is now more important than ever to protect yourself and your information on the web. PrivateInternetAccess.com is a virtual private network service that can encrypt your internet connection while hiding your IP address. Their service also provides firewall protection in order to prevent data mining and unwanted exposure. They keep no records of your web browsing history. PrivateInternetAccess.com is an American company that understands you need to protect your inalienable rights. Private internet access does not even log any of your traffic, period. Privacy is their number one policy. You can use their service anywhere with an internet connection. And with one account, you can protect up to 5 devices at the same time. Go to PrivateInternetAccess.com right now in order to secure the privacy of you and your loved ones. Don't wait and allow you and your family to become victims. Visit PrivateInternetAccess.com today.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, Rand Paul strongly hints at 2016 presidential run. Massive solar flare narrowly misses Earth. EMP disaster barely avoided. Lloyd's of London is concerned. Artificial human ear grown in lab. We'll get into some science news, some important military news. U.S. to conduct joint military exercises in Egypt. You already know Snowden's been granted 1 year temporary asylum in Russia. I'll give you the latest on that. We haven't gotten to yet. And we are also going to get into the new Fed chairman they're looking at, Larry Summers. I mean, there's few people you can get worse than Geithner or people like who's at Treasury or Ben Bernanke. But, I mean, Summers is one of the main authors with Clinton of getting rid of Glass-Steagall and creating the pump-and-dump garbage with all the derivatives. It's just unbelievable. So we're going to be looking at that, more persecution of libertarians and conservatives by the IRS. That's all coming up, and it's at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the stories we were just mentioning. Right now, let us go back to your phone calls. Bill in Iowa, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, Alex. I'm a long-time listener, and it's interesting when you say that all this news that we have, it's so distracting us from the real things that are going on. And last week you were saying that we have a chance that humanity can beat this new world order. And I disagree with that, sir. Humanity can't win. I mean, the Antichrist and his one world government, it's coming, whether we like it or not. And it's going to get so bad that Jesus has to come back and go to war against them. And this is real, sir. This is so real, and people need to understand that. And every day, I just want you to bring that up. I mean, it doesn't have to be all 3 hours, but please, we have new listeners coming in every day. I mean, this is for people's souls. And I'm praying for you every day, Alex. I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, let me just quantify this for a moment, Bill. So stay there. I'm going to go back to you in a second. Number one, most people on the planet aren't Christians. Maybe one out of five is a Christian of some type, and they're all fighting with each other over what the Bible really says. You know, let's say out of 2 billion people are Christians. So maybe two out of seven, if you count 7 billion people and around 2 billion, say they're Christians. And most of Christianity has just turned into a big country club deal, and everybody's saying that other group's wrong, and we're in the end club. It's like a country club. I'm just here to try to preserve basic dignity and human liberty and to not beat people over the head with things. And I see most of the churches I go to, I don't care if they're Baptist or Methodist or if I go with one of my friends to, you know, before to his Catholic church, it's the same thing. Well, don't worry about anything because the world's about to end next month. And for me, it's the ultimate cop-out. Let's say the Antichrist is going to show up in 10, 20 years. I'm sick of always hearing it's going to be 1987 and 1992 and 1999, and these preachers, you know, saying it and just obsessing, and this event in the Middle East is this and this is that. And then they say it's the same event over and over again, and it's going to happen on this date. No man knoweth that if you supposedly you're a Christian. But these people will obsess over it. Christ said don't obsess over that. It's our job regardless to go out and to help people be aware of the tyranny that's happening and to help the innocents and the children they're going to abort and the orphans they're using and abusing and the GMO and the chemicals and the really bad stuff, you know, at the fast food places. None of us are perfect, but we're all trying to get towards something better. Our world's so poisoned, it's hard to find anything that's, quote, perfect. You know, too much water is bad for you. But it's about trying to be good. It's not about saying, I'm good, I'm going to tell you how to be. It's about, hey, I want to be good. I want to build something better. I want to be a better person. Because it's fulfilling. That's what's satisfying. People think they're going to become satisfied being nasty and evil and manipulating people. Like, I've been done wrong, so I'm going to be bad to other people. That is not the way it works. That's why I have forgiven people that have lied about us and attacked us and done horrible things. Because if they're just having a hard time and obviously dumbed down and twisted, and you can see that with discernment that they're just having problems and they're not inherently evil, then it's best to forgive them. Because hating them, you know, just gives into the whole thing, and to try to help them. Now, if somebody's consciously evil and psychopathically manipulative, they're the enemy and have to be dealt with. But then I don't enjoy crushing them. They've got to be, you know, done away with like you do, you know, a cat you're putting to sleep because it has brain tumors. But good people have to realize that we're not supposed to be wimps either and just walk around and, you know, that's Christ-like, because that's not actually who Christ was. It's the opposite. The money changers, the manipulators of society, they're the real enemy. They're the plague. And Christ beat them with a whip and overturned their tables. We have to politically and psychologically do that. And the Bible says the beast will wage war on the saints and overcome them. But through that, you'll have the greatest awakening revival the world's ever seen. The people have to be tested to show who they really are. And you are not going to be raptured. The Bible does not say that until clearly after the Antichrist has been tied by the archangel and thrown into the pit. Or, I guess, thrown into his cage for a 1,000-year display. And so if anybody believed any of the Bible, whether you believe it's real or not, what the churches are preaching is not there. The dead in Christ rise and then the living. And the Muslims interpret that, that all everybody's just going to die. Everybody's just, when Christ comes back, everybody just dies. Like, oh, wonderful, we're all, you know, they'll probably think when everybody's dying from bioweapons that the Christ has come, the Christ has come. Hail Bop, hail Bop. I think that's figurative there as well. And people get really obsessed. They don't care if we love justice and are against abortion. We have to agree with their pharisaical cant dealing with what the Bible really says. And I reject all of it. I just want to be a good person. I want to stand up against evil. I want to try to build people up. I don't claim to be good ear, you know, two shoes. Quite frankly, I'm a wicked devil, folks. I'm a black devil. You want to know who Alex Jones is? I am a reprieved, person trying not to backslide. And by devil, I mean, I can see and think all the things the New World Order does. I am inherently super wicked, ladies and gentlemen. But my good side is even bigger than that, and that's what I choose. And every day I get closer and more Christ-like by increments. I'm still, I mean, a flaming devil, ladies and gentlemen. The real deal. And that's how I know the enemy. I can look right at them and see what they are. I don't even run into many devils that are as evil as I am. Because if you've thought it, you've done it, folks. And I can understand evil. I know the mystery of good and evil. Like I just took a bite right out of that fruit, okay? I mean, I got it. And that's why I know who the enemy is. I don't want any part of it. It's really bad. But just knowing it is a sin. Because to know it is to be in communion with it. It's the knowledge of good and evil, ladies and gentlemen. The ancients, before they fell, had the knowledge of good and were innocent. They were aggressive, they hunted, they did whatever, but they didn't have the knowledge of sin, the technology. The Bible says in the end times, the wicked will run about to, like mad beasts inventing new sins, new evils. Think of all, there are new things under the sun being invented. And that's where I stand on that. I know the way GMO and everything's going. The things described in Revelation, boy, if it's even real, they had a time machine. You know, insect-looking craft dropping things out that make pillars of fire the size of mountains, nuclear war, plagues killing a third of the world's surface, the ocean dying. Even if you don't believe it, the globalists have taken it as a model, as a template. So thank you, Bill. Do you have any other comments to that? That you'd like to talk about?
Yes, sir, I do. I agree with everything you're saying. And just like you, I seek the truth in everything. Both of my parents are pastors, and I actually went to school. So I thought about going to seminary. And I just want you, Alex, to please question why you call yourself a Christian.
Yeah, there you go. I know the only thing that satisfies you guys is talk. Look, you're. I understand it. And I've got family that are Baptists that are like this. Listen, it's a Pharisee deal about how you've got to tell everybody about, are you a good Christian all day? and mess with them so much, they're going to go, no, I'm a devil worshiper. I'm going to go party. Shut up and leave me alone. You don't understand that. And I appreciate your call. I mean, it is, the religion is not henpecking everyone. You know, the Pharisees came to Christ and said, you're with money changers. You are with tax collectors. You're with prostitutes. You're with people that do unclean plumbing. Well, you know, what are you doing? He goes, well, these are the people that will listen to me. You go up on your hill, up there on the Sabbath, and you'd pray in front of everybody in public and tell everybody how great you are. We all know what's really going on. And I'm telling you, it's a country club. Most Christians I know have arrived at the most elite country club in the world, and all they do is sit around reproving each other and talking about how great they all are and how good they all are just constantly. And that is why everyone is running from Christianity, because what's being pushed is not Christianity. Now, I said I'd take a lot of calls. That was an important call. I spent a lot of time on it, but I'm done. Hey, I already told you I'm as wicked as the day is long. Okay? What I'm telling you is that I see the good in you. You have to see the good in me. And it's not like some hallucination where everything's so evil, you can't do anything, but just like, I see these Christians, they just shuffle around with their hands out, and they go, like NPR slaves or something, and they just shuffle around and worship their preacher, and he's God, well, he's got, you know, a mistress, and, you know, all the stuff out the back. It's just all a bunch of bull, man. I mean, I just do not need to hear it anymore. Okay, you want to hear less Christianity on the show? Have more calls like that. I mean, I'm not here to be part of your club. I'm not here to show you that I'm contrite to you, because you are not God. God knows my heart. That's who I've got a relationship with. I don't need churches. I don't need to pray up on the hilltop in front of everybody. We'll be back. Stay with me.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filters today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order, and like us on Facebook.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask.
We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why smart patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
You take a mortal man.
Let me tell you why I don't like the big mega churches, even if their preachers preach a pretty good sermon. Because I go to a lot of different churches in town. And, I mean, they should be telling their congregation of like 5,000 people, now let's all go March Monday down to the abortion clinic. And, or let's take turns, you know, marching around it like Gideon until, you know, see how many babies we can save. I mean, no. It's all just, oh, no, we don't do that. That violates 501c3. No, it doesn't. Besides, you're not supposed to be a charity. You're a church. First Amendment. These preachers don't know anything. Or they just want to sell out to the system. Just don't get me started. Just do not get me started. Boy, these government-run churches want to just sit there and henpeck everybody, and I won't put up with it. Let's go ahead and talk to, let's take a call from Italy. I didn't see that. I'd have gone to them earlier. Dylan in Italy. I heard you're calling in about the pressure cooker article, where if you search for pressure cookers or backpacks, you get a police visit now, via Google. Talk about NSA. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I'd just like to know, what in the hell is a quinoa?
Say that again. What in the what is a what?
What in the hell is a quinoa?
I don't know. Are you really calling from Italy?
I am.
I appreciate your call, Dylan. I'm having trouble with your audio, understanding exactly what you're saying. Thank you. Ray in Texas. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Shortly after World War II, President Harry S. Truman met with those soldiers who were held in the concentration camps of Germany. He was so moved by their statements that when soldiers in black uniforms showed up, they knew bad things were going to happen. He was so moved by that that he asked Congress to enact a federal civil right, and he signed it into law, that no civilian force in black uniform may make or take police action against a citizen of the United States. So no U.S. citizen shall ever be reminded of the atrocities committed against U.S. forces, and so no U.S. citizen should ever feel they're being controlled by a totalitarian force.
Sure. I'd actually read about that before. What was the name of that? What was the name of that law they tried to pass?
Well, he signed it into federal law.
What was it? I've only heard of it once before.
So no civilian shall ever be reminded of the atrocities committed against U.S. forces at the hands of the SS. And so no.
Well, sure. Historically, a black uniform is like the executioner, too. And every time about black uniform, every time I talk about black uniforms, people say, "Well, why are you wearing a black shirt today?" Well, I guess because I'm a little bit overweight and it makes me look smaller. But no, I'm actually losing weight again, so not too much. But probably a third of my shirts are black. It's not bad if you're wearing a black shirt. It's that when the police historically are wearing black uniforms, whether it's Mexico or Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. In Soviet Russia, the secret police wore black uniforms. And it's done to intimidate. And then when they wear masks, they've had police chiefs come out and admit they wear those to intimidate people. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And it's a federal civil right that no civilian force in black uniform may make or take a police action against a citizen of the United States.
Well, now, sir, what's the name of the law? I want to look that up.
Well, I have looked and looked. I read it in a federal Miranda Rights handbook about in 2007. It's a green paperback federal Miranda Rights handbook. And I have tried to find that book.
Guys, that'll be on Scrib. Look up Federal Miranda Rights Handbook, and then you can flip through it online. Let's see if that's in there. You can also control R, even those scans, and down to black uniform, or search uniform in the is it the glossary? Would it be the? I can't even remember. Very interesting, sir. Anything else you'd like to add?
I would like the American people to stand up and defend the Constitution. And I thank you for being a patriot.
Well, God bless you, sir. I appreciate you calling in. Yeah, here's the article up on Infowars.com. And it's Google pressure cookers and backpacks get a visit from the cops. And it says, my husband said, no, my wife uses it to make quinoa. That must have been what the caller was calling about. I couldn't understand him. And it says we'll cover this article when we come back from break. But yeah, it's up on Infowars.com. Very, very bizarre. Whatever printer we have that's doing this, we need to change it. Because when we printed it, never has who wrote it. It tortures me when I get these articles, but I saw it on Infowars.com. That's why I've got to go search it right now so I can find it. It's from Atlantic Wire. Thank you guys. Yeah. And it turns out these guys, are like Italian and they're not Muslims.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Right, oh, there's another plane just hit.
State of Mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the movie at Infowars.com. And remember, every order at Infowarsstore.com receives a free citizen rulebook. Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Thank you.
aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around. A tree to the ground. Shutter from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down. It's gaining pound for pound.
A gas mask.
A gas mask is the couture in the summer of rage.
They're building mass graves.
Within the states, you and I, they'll vaccinate. They're preparing us for an all-out
police state. That is Summer of Rage, Shooter Jennings. All right, folks, let me hit some news. I'm going to go right back to your phone calls. Quinoa is a grain that you do have to cook under high temperatures to make it edible. And it's a Spanish grain. And it was Michael Cantillano was looking for information online about pressure cookers, or Michelle, or her husband, in the same time frame was Googling backpacks for their children. Wednesday morning, six men from the Joint Terrorism Task Force showed up at their house to see if they were terrorists, with big shields, armored vehicle, the combat outfits. And, of course, they had the trendy little, you know, chick there to help with the children in case they needed to be taken, which prompts the question, how'd the government know what they were Googling? And it goes on to say they admitted, basically, that it's all run through the NSA database. And that just goes to what Snowden was saying. And, folks, they probably are going to do a few of these now to make you think they're using it to go after terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, it's used to steal economic data and be able to fix markets on record. That's the main use, to target political enemies, to target the press, to target whistleblowers that know about corruption. I've told you that for over a decade with experts like the former producer of Nightline, James Bamford, that wrote Body of Secrets back in 2001 on it, and countless others that we've had on. I mean, this is known. This has been in EU commissions, congressional commissions. So when General Alexander gets up there and says, we don't record or save anything, the Congress is like, excuse us? Because it's come out again today that Congress funded it, was all briefed, and knows full well the crime they've committed. Just like last week they voted to continue warrantless spying. Just like a court ruled 2 days ago, they can spy on you without a warrant now. And they're like, oh, you didn't hear? The Fourth Amendment means we don't get a warrant. You're like, oh, okay. It's all part of just the complete over-the-top nature of all of this. And it really, really makes me want to throw up. And they asked him, why are you getting a pressure cooker? Why were you searching for a pressure cooker? And he said, well, my wife got it to cook. And then the officer went on to say, what in the hell? That's what the caller was saying and how rude that is. What in the hell is quinoa? Man, I tell you, I mean, this is the type of stuff you deal with where a bunch of armed people show up, knock down your door, you come out with your kids, and it's all part of the delusion that there's these terrorists everywhere. The real Al-Qaeda terrorists were always run by our government, which is a criminal offshore bank that, of course, wants to use the threat to take our liberty. And it's totally disgusting. The article from the Atlantic Wire is up on Infowars.com right now if you want to see it. Now let's shift gears into that area. Snowden granted one-year asylum in Russia while they consider permanent asylum. And by the way, Russia spies on their people, too. It's come out that they've got snooper systems that grab all the cell phone data out of the air and track you. That's because their telecommunications companies don't have it put in at the site. They just grab it out of the air the old-fashioned way. Here, it's all wired directly in. The telephone company is the NSA. Even small companies have blown the whistle going, oh, yeah, they came in and made us. And small companies don't have lobbyists. So they don't get paid to put the grid in and make money. They didn't write the law. The little companies, I'm talking 10, 15 employees, this has come out, they've got to put in, say, $100,000 of equipment because the feds showed up and threatened them. We need to be able to pick up everything your people are doing on their email servers. This is the type of stuff that goes on. And then they get up in line and go, we're not listening to nothing you do. Oh. Let's continue here. Snowden's father calls out Obama on Nuremberg crimes, a very powerful letter that went public yesterday. Kurt Nemo wrote about it. It's up on Infowars.com, pointing out he had a right and a duty to expose the crimes, not just a right. He had a duty to not be complicit in them. Absolutely. And that's why they're worried about their own people not being part of this criminal takeover. Here's another one. NSA spying directly harms internet company Silicon Valley, California, and the future of the entire U.S. economy. Money Magazine points out, well, yeah, because all that infrastructure costs billions and billions a year to put in, it passed the cost on, and then we can't be competitive with other countries that aren't the, quote, pivot, you know, of world data. We're not the pivot. We're the pivot of them spying. It's so overdone, the face scanning cameras, the license plate reading systems, all of it. And then it goes into how it violates all these other laws, and people don't want to do business here now because they know when you do something on anything hooked into the U.S. or European data banks, it's all stolen. Just incredible. Here's another one. Declassified memo confirms Dragnet phone surveillance program was no secret from Congress. Yeah, they would do one fake warrant and then get, you know, 16 million phones tapped. Or they'd do one warrant and get 95 plus million, you know, emails, just on and on and on. And that's when they wanted to use something that was in it. They, you know, it's like the FBI goes, we've launched 10 drones the last year in America. It's true. What they don't tell you is they've launched thousands of drone missions, but it's under the Department of Defense. So when the FBI says, yes, we had 10 drone operations, that was 10 run by the FBI. They don't do that. The Department of Defense does it for them. They play all these semantic games with you. Fugitive Snowden slips out of Moscow airport for secure base. Says former U.S. spy agency contractor Edward Snowden slipped quietly out of Moscow's airport Thursday after Russia granted him temporary asylum. Expansion of powers. The president pledging to go around Congress. Wow, I was just talking about that. That's Fox News. With Joseph Farah earlier, that he's just saying on everything, guns, border, Federal Reserve, appointments. He said, I will not allow. Last week when I heard that, I was like, whoa, I'll try to work with him. Can you see that clip? Try to find it where it was. It'll be something like, Obama says he won't allow Congress to stop him helping the American people. And he goes on to say, I meant to play it last week. He goes, I will not let them do that. I will do what needs to be done. I mean, I was hearing like Joe Stalin, Hitler, Mao, danger, Will Robinson, danger, hole breach. I mean, oh, yeah, they're now announcing it. Oh, goody, goody gumdrops. He's now pledging to go around Congress and do whatever he wants. I mean, they're like, yeah, we're spying on you. Yeah, we'll kill you if we want. Yeah, we'll arrest reporters. Yeah, we'll take your pension funds. Yeah, we'll do Obamacare even if they repeal it. We'll do whatever we want. And it's like, and you're like, hey, I got Homeland Security. And we're blackmailing Congress. We got the NSA. And then they send out that creepy General Alexander to talk to the Black Hat Hackers group in Vegas and go, hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security. Very same voice, NPR hypnotism. And then people are like, what about the Constitution? What about you lying to Congress? We need freedom. This is freedom. Assimilate into the Borg. Just go to sleep. Here's your pod. When you wake up, you'll be one of us. I mean, it is just, we're living in crazy times is all I can say. And notice there's articles every day about how I'm a bigger kook. Like, yeah, I bet Alex Jones thinks he's real cool since everything he said's coming out. Look at this clip of him goofing off a little bit. Yeah, because I'm real. There's no script here. I do whatever I want. I'm real enough to not want to be a slave, I'll tell you that, or to delude myself that I can be part of the establishment and cheat other people or screw other people and not have it come back on me. I instinctively, I spiritually, I fundamentally at a cellular level do not like to cheat people. And I just am always blindsided by how rat-like so many people are now, how people have everything going for them. And then they will cheat you or screw you or mess with you in like some weird hyper-dominance thing that if they can just get something over on you, that will satisfy them. I am so free. And then I'm not jealous of people that have more money than me or, quote, more successful than me or have a better-looking wife or, you know, girlfriend. Well, my wife's the most beautiful that I could ever imagine. That's why she's beautiful to me. They'll have, like, some trophy wife. They think that, you know, oh, look at my trophy wife. You're upset by this. I am happy with everything. If my kids don't get first place in the swimming race, even though they almost always do, I'm not upset about it. It's about them being healthy and learning to compete, but not about being a bad sport. And I just fundamentally have trouble dealing with all this. Let's continue here with the Snowden news. Edward Snowden has left the airport and entered Russia for real this time. Fugitive Snowden slips out of Moscow airport to secure base. And then we just go over that entire stack of news. Look at this headline. NSA chief challenges hackers to build better surveillance program. Yes, help us export your jobs away faster. Help us arrest you for no reason. Help us say that we'll arrest you for free speech on the web. Help us. It's like, don't you want to be with me? Don't you want to stand up here in a stupid uniform and talk like a robot at people? Don't you want to be part of the winning club? But remember, you talk about what these crooks are doing that's illegal. It's espionage. But they spy on you illegally. Oh, well, that's for your security. That's for your safety. You know, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I'm looking for my stack of science news. I've got to hit the science news, but I also said I'd take your calls. So we're going to go to your phone calls here quickly in a moment. But first off, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com/Alex at eFoodsDirect.com is where you find their biggest specials. Right now, for every $329 you spend on food with eFoods Direct, you'll get a free 24-day food supply, the Patriot Pack, plus get free shipping. They're doing the free shipping again, unprecedented. That is such a big deal. Most storable food companies don't do this. eFoods is the best. This is a huge savings. If you've ever thought about having your own food supply, now's the time. Limit 10 per order, ladies and gentlemen. Stores at 25 years. Be ready for emergencies. Grab-and-go kits available. Easy to fix. Extremely portable. They have special diet packages. Just check it out. They are the leader in high-quality storable foods. The best storable food out there. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or follow the banners on Infowars.com. And PrivateInternetAccess.com. We hear news stories every day about NSA spying on people. PrivateInternetAccess.com provides cybersecurity for you, the individual, from the kleptocrats that run society. Encrypts internet connection so the pervs and government can't jack with what you're doing. Hides your IP address, providing anonymous browsing. Provides firewall protection, which prevents data mining. I'm going to do this in the Ted Knight voice. Provides uncensored access to the complete internet. Maintains no records whatsoever of computer activity. Can connect up to 5 devices simultaneously with 1 account. Can use service anywhere with internet connection. Even Aquaman can do that. Based in the USA, PrivateInternetAccess.com. And finally, InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47, M4, 30-06, and 308 and more. Chromatic armor may stop 6 rounds, but what about the 7th? Fits sizes medium to XXL, and I'll finish it in the Optimus Prime voice. Rated to level 3 armor. That's 888-608-6605. The longest lasting body armor is now cheaper than most ammo. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Autobots transform and roll out. InfidelBodyArmor.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's a new form of plugging right there to make it entertaining. Those are great companies, and they're funding the InfoWars, so check them out today. All right, without further ado, Heather Locklear from California, come on down. You're on the air.
Is it me?
Yes, Heather.
Okay, sorry.
You bet.
I have one thing to say, and then after I'm done saying it, I have a question for you. And the thing that I have to say is I have a really new listener. I've only been listening since maybe the end of June, not very long. And, what was I going to say?
Megatron, I am the leader. I'm sorry, go ahead, ma'am.
Before I started listening to you and found you on YouTube, I read a book. And this book is really cool. It's about this guy who had a near-death experience. And he saw, like, some people call it the end of the world, but, like, you know, the end times, basically. Like, he saw
Every culture, they've got even mainline university studies. it doesn't matter if you're an atheist or a Hindu or a Christian, has the portal, the angels, that whole experience. There have been people that have been dead, you know, 10 minutes we've had on that I know personally, who've come back, and literally the guardian angel was there, you're being sent back. There's a reason every culture in history has those stories. And even if you say it's something scientific, what is it? I mean, we're on a planet in deep space. Look at all how wild stuff already is. Someone who's spiritual just knows that there's more out there than our limited five-sense awareness can pick up. And I feel sorry for those that haven't had experiences, you name it, that let them know there's more than meets the eye.
What was interesting was he had this near-death experience, and he saw this all this stuff that's going on, right? Well, after I read this, some of the things that was he had mentioned, I started, like, seeing all this stuff on YouTube, and it, like, went hand in hand. So, for example, like, the foreign invasion, like, he talks about that, how we're going to get invaded by foreigners, and...
We're going to get invaded by helpers.
What is that?
Well, in the news, they'll be helpers.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, it talks about the invasion of foreigners, and then it talks about, it's so crazy because when I read the book, I didn't really understand what it meant until I started finding out about chemtrails. And I was like, oh my gosh, because like in the book, it's talking about how we're going to get poisoned and how it's going to be little microscopic white like flakes, like you can't see them with your eyes. But
they're going to be vitamins sprayed by the helicopters?
Right, but when I read that, I was just like, okay, well, that's crazy. But then when I started...
Well, look, you're just going to go to sleep. The government's there to help you, ma'am. I hear you. Send me some info on emails. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's jam in Mario in Finland. Mario, you're on the air worldwide, sir.
Hello.
Hello, Mario.
Alex, we have taken like 8 months to reach you.
Well, it sounds like you've reached us from a trillion miles away, sir. Go ahead.
It is a trillion miles away because we have been cut off 8 months ago. 3 times we were cut off, and this time we were cut off 3 times.
Yeah, it sounds like a job for Mario. Mario, so what's your point, sir? Go ahead.
The point is that we wanted to reach out to you, Alex, all the way from Finland.
I tell you what, I want to hear from you. After months of trying, we're going to come back to you, Mario. Even if it's a bad phone, it sounds like Cylon Raiders attack, Cylon Raiders attack. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com is the enemy. You will be collectivized into the Borg. Take your shots. Go to sleep. Al Gore loves you. Al Gore loves you.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A 2-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The 2-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah. Ooh. Freedom came my way one day.
And I started out.
And I started out of town. Yeah.
And here came Sheriff John Brown.
All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown came into
the... Yeah, that hurt. That happened to the local house tonight, ma'am. They shot him in the back.
I shot.
You did the wrong thing. You shouldn't have shot back. You should have, like, opened your shirt up and said, kill me for the state. I love you.
If I am guilty, I will pay.
I shot the god, the government king. So I deserve to be torn limb from limb because government is better than me. Government is above the law. All right, now I'm butchering Bob Marley songs. The evil of what I've done, the blasphemy. It's almost as bad as talking bad about government. Hold on, turn up again.
And what is to be above me?
Oh, yeah.
Every day, the buckets I go out well. One day, the bottom of the dropout.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go back to Mario in Finland, who sounds like he's talking to us from planet Cylon over to Deep Space Distran Communicator. Sir, go ahead and make your point. You're on the air. It's good to have you from Finland.
I'm here, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Now I know what it is. You're overdriving your microphone. Go ahead.
Fabulous. Alex, actually, about 7 months ago, we tried you by mobile phone, and we got cut off about three times. And again today, we got cut off about...
Well, you're on
times,
the air, so. Sir. Tell us the great transmission. We await your revelation.
Incredible. I'm so pleased to be able to give you the revelation. Actually, we gave an entry to the Alex Jones competition, and we were very pleased that you did this. You know, it was an incredible thing what you put out to the world.
Well, thank you, sir. Tell us about your entry.
I was to actually occupy U.S. highways. And our whole idea was to give solutions. I mean, I think there were a lot of entries out there, but they didn't really provide solutions to the people. And our whole idea is to go around the United States for 6 weeks. We stop in every state, every city. We interview people. And
no, I saw your entry. It's really good. Did it make the final 200 or so?
Cool. Cool.
No, I mean, did it. I mean, have you seen it on the Paul Revere site?
Actually, we visited there, but for some reason, there were like the top 150 that showed up, and the other 450 were missing.
Well, we're going to be cycling more of the films through the Paul Revere site in the next few months. We're going to promote everybody. But yeah, no, I saw it. We're going to make sure it gets back up there. Let's put it on screen for folks that are watching on television right now. So they can get the actual name of it. Occupy U.S. Highways, Operation Paul Revere. And go ahead and skip forward in the film. This is kind of the intro right here. Yeah, no, I saw what you did. Great job. What else is on your mind, sir?
Sorry?
What else is on your mind from Cylon?
Well, I've been following you for, you know, over 10 years now. And I really think you're spot on with everything. And I
just want to say I like your Uncle Sam. That's really awesome.
That was just a crazy, you know, step out. You know, we got a lot of ideas, but the problem is that we didn't have the finances behind it. And we'd like to go around the states for 6 weeks, every state. We're going to buy a couple of RVs and travel around. And we would really love, if
InfoWars could somehow become a part of that. Because I want to.
Sir, I would love to work with people. And for radio listeners, they have Uncle Sam on the screen in the footage. It sounds somehow like bad to say, I like your Uncle Sam. All right, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you from Cylon. Boy, I tell you, I want to continue with calls. We'll do a little bit of overdrive. Amber, Aaron, and others. I haven't gotten to the science news yet today. I mean, massive solar flare, narrowly misses Earth. EMP disaster, barely avoided. Now Lloyd's of London warns of EMP. Artificial human ear grown in lab. Harvard has humans controlling animals with their brains.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
That would be controlling government. If we control the government, it'd be us controlling animals. Maggots. Today.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hi. President Obama cares about the people. We're not violating your rights. Come on into the water. It's warm. That's not a boiling pot or anything. New World Order cares a lot about you.
You know, I could actually try to communicate, have my outreach to like NPR listeners, those types that are under a trance. You heard Joseph Farah earlier point out that the NSA director, when he was countering black hat hackers at an event trying to recruit them, he's like,
no, we don't violate Constitution. It's free.
And they go, we want freedom.
It's freedom when we do. We don't spy on anybody. We don't lie either.
And I guess that only works on the public that's already been put in a medical trance. It's on record. A lot of the public is like sleepwalking from the flicker right in the TV, and it's all,
The vaccines have never hurt anybody. It's a conspiracy theory.
Let's play a clip of the general again. Here it is.
Stopping terrorism is one of the most important things.
One of the most important.
Exactly.
They go, freedom! Exactly.
With that,
we are here from here. It's almost like.
How do we do that?
How do we? Because we have come to your planet
for freedom.
To stick our hands down your pants.
Not that.
We have come to your planet. We are control freaks.
But I think what you're saying.
It was like a, like the Love Boat captain in that outfit. I mean, what the hell? The guy's a complete criminal.
What's the
Captain
decision?
Scooby. Get out of my life, you scumbag rat.
What tools should we have?
The counter to you is the war grill. That's the opposite of
I haven't lied to
Awaken
Congress.
America. Awaken worldwide to the toilet attendant trying to run your life. Hello.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for that, Earthling. Now I will probe you. We have trained the state police of Texas
you should too.
To stick their fingers in you. Get that guy. I mean, what is invasion of... We have come in peace and over your firearms, but you're arming the teeth against us. No, we're not. We are friends. We're not spying. But you admit you just lied about that. I never lie. Turn around, please. Starts pulling out a dagger. What are you doing? Oh, that's nothing. I mean, it's just like these people. Go back to sleep now. Go to sleep by your pod. When you awaken, there will be no more pain. We are colonizing your planet. I mean, I think they might be aliens. I think David Icke might be right. That's so freaky.
Hi, I'm John Napolitano, Department of Homeland Security. Okay.
I mean, it's like, get these people out of my life. Tyranny is just horrible. The worst thing about tyranny is that all these losers.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano.
That you never
Secretary
associate with are like
Homeland
forcing
Security.
Their way into your life.
Homeland
Security. Hi.
Do I have a right to not have you people in my life?
Hi, there's terrorists. Need to take your rights away. Okay.
Hey, I noticed you're on the terrorist.
Uh-huh. Well, never mind that.
Hi. I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary.
That's her real voice. Let's talk to Amber. Security. Amber, I'm sorry. You've tuned in while I've been being a bad person.
Hi, Amber. How you doing?
What would you do if a guy was talking to you like that, Amber?
Hi, Amber. Hi, Amber.
I'd probably think he was a child predator.
Exactly.
Come here, little girl.
Go ahead.
Well, first I have to tell you that I met you back at the Community Access Center years ago. And you were the first person who ever told me about aspartame. So I really appreciate that, and that's why I'm calling you to tell you about it.
Well, I don't get any credit for that, though, because I'm not absolutely perfect in my own diet and things. So I'm not a high guru, though, of health, though. But you're very sweet. So it's nice that I've met you before, Amber. What was on your mind? I'm sorry I went to you late.
Oh, that's okay. Basically, the last 2 years, I discovered what all the chemicals are in our food. And I have all the medical studies for it, and I'm just like, my heart's beating because I've been trying to get through to someone and tell people about it.
Well, listen, let your heart pitter-patter a little longer.
We're going to come right back, Amber, and I'll go to you. Stay there.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big Brother, mainstream media,
hi,
government cover-ups.
John Napolitano.
You want answers? Well,
don't
so does
listen
he.
To this extremist.
He's Alex Jones.
Sure, we admit we're propagandizing and lying to
and
you.
Now,
but I have a trendy voice. It's coming on threatening. Lie down over here while I go to sleep. Never mind those fangs. Gotta drink a little blood now. Yeah.
That was Janet Napolitano bringing us in. Now that she's not the head of Homeland Security, she's doing voiceovers for us. And I think we are going to do an animation. Marcos Morales, one of our great graphics people, he's really good at those. Little green antennas on the NSA director when he was like,
hello.
And they're like, we want freedom.
You are getting freedom when we spy on you.
You lied to Congress.
I did not lie.
Maybe they're like robots or something. I'm being sarcastic, but I mean, it's a cult of crooks. Amber, calling from Texas. She wanted to talk about food additives. Yeah, they have like silicones and the stuff they make chicken McNuggets with. And it just goes from bad to worse. Go ahead and get into your points, ma'am.
Yes, it is. Basically, the biggest lie we're told is that proteins and amino acids are good for us. I mean, some of them are. But the worst chemicals that cause all brain damage are also amino acids and proteins. That's just their chemical structure. But they are...
Sure, identical. They've been chemically manipulated. Like, they can argue what's an aspartame is no big deal, but it's the way the molecule's been strung together. It breaks down, basically, into formaldehyde in your stomach. Everybody knows that makes you go blind.
Right, yes. And formaldehyde actually amplifies what it does in your brain. I mean, it's whenever we have a stroke or a head injury, the brain spits out amino acids that actually cause the damage. And those are the same amino acids we're eating.
Hey, the IQ's gone way down. It's certainly not a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, it all causes brain damage. And every single chronic disease is just a different type of brain damage according to what area of your brain was damaged. So none of them are even really diseases. They're just brain damage.
But why not be brain damage? You just sit there in an easy chair listening to government people talking droning mind control hypnotism voices.
Right. It makes it a lot easier to believe things when your brain isn't working. And natural flavor is the worst one. I mean, just think about that ingredient. What the heck is natural flavor? It's not natural, and it's not a flavor. It just excites the crap out of your brain where you taste flavor.
It can be whatever they want it to be. And that's why generally you want to move to whatever's organic, non-GMO, whenever you can, and help create that market. Absolutely. What was the other points you wanted to get to, ma'am?
And the other thing is those same chemicals are the same ones that are in vaccines. So we're all looking for different chemicals, but it's all the same ones.
Oh, next you're going to say vaccines aren't good for us?
Yeah, I know. And I have studies that I guarantee no one's ever seen because this is information control at its finest. I mean, if you want to know medical facts, you can't see them because they're in medical journals that only hospitals and universities get to see.
Well, a lot of those medical journals are online, but you got to pay for the full ones. But then people do reports on those with subsections. You should start a website or do a YouTube channel. You may have already been doing that, you know, showing this stuff to people. And you won't reach probably millions of people, but you'll reach thousands. And then if millions of people do what you're doing, we'll reach hundreds of millions. So, I mean, regardless, have you gotten this info out to the people?
I have to admit I'm a little weirded out because this is the exact proof that could take down pharmaceutical corporations in Monsanto, and I'm like, I don't want to get
killed. Well, and actually, this stuff, yeah, listen, I appreciate your call, ma'am. Everybody wants to call my show, though, with all the breaking news and info, which is great. We have millions of listeners. We're having an effect, but we're only one small part of it. I need everybody else to go out there. I mean, if you know something's going on and you have medical journal stuff, because it's all out there, people are then afraid to go talk about it and show it, somebody might come after you. They're already coming after us. I mean, if they're not, and I'm not mad at you, it's just that, you know, people want to call here like it's safe to say it here, but you don't want to be public. We need people to get in the game against the New World Order, but good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Aaron in Washington. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right there, Trooper.
Yes, I'm not really calling from Seattle, as it has on your list. Otherwise, I'd be talking just like this. I love these impersonations you do.
Well, no, like wait, it's not that. It's a NPR.
Yeah. Everything is okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
In Seattle. No, it's not. It's not okay. And the reason I'm calling, like I told you guys, I wanted to talk Well, mainly to your listeners, about the beginning of our nation, you know, is kind of a, there's two purposes for the foundation of our country, as you know. You know, and it goes back to Rosicrucianism and the Masons, you know, wanting to spread democracy, you know, is the kind of their key, you know, it's the occult secret or the occult promise, right? And it is so over the top because at their core doctrine, it's Luciferian. And, you know, there's a lot of lower level, you know, fraternity members that don't know this, but you've got to understand, just like an agent, like all your agents, you know, that are listening to your show now, you know, they're at high levels and they're just being used, you know, they're being used to work for someone else. And like you said, at the bottom of the rabbit hole or at the top of the pyramid, it's that same evil spirit that's always been. And
well, you know, well, I mean, to be specific, we've sold the films about the New Atlantis and America's Secret Beginnings and Francis Bacon and the Queen of England. And there is all of that going on. But then other things happen. You know, George Washington spoke out against the Illuminati. He was a Mason, but he was a great guy. And they had a real goal of freedom and empowering humanity. And so it's really competing organizations, even within what you'd call the Masons. You know, people say, oh, the Masons are all evil. Well, no, but at the higher levels of it, there are the secret adepts and basically an Illuminati version or a Merovingian version where they do teach that, you know, basically Jesus and Lucifer are one, two sides of the same coin. But that's not really what the even more ancient Masons taught. There were a bunch of mystery schools of farming and metallurgy and architecture. And you had to go through a bunch of initiations and be from the right family to even be in those. And so it was ancient times. It was pre-Christian. So you also had occultic stuff in there, which just means hidden. And so it means the hidden world. You just don't give everybody the knowledge and the data. What I'm doing is trying to reverse engineer all this and get people thinking about it to truly empower humanity so that they can't use secretness to only eliminate themselves. Because if they were really eliminated, they would want to empower everybody, not just empower themselves to then dumb everybody else down. That's the opposite of illuminating. So see, they call themselves the illuminated ones, the Illuminati, but really they're trying to bring darkness to the world. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, it's all, you know, they're all falling for the same tricks as Adam and Eve fell for. Like you said, the knowledge of good and evil, right? I totally understand what you're saying about you study into this and you start, you know, feeling that evil power, and, you know. So, anyways, so I urge, you know, Christian brothers and sisters to look into it, you know, but to look at how to fight it. And don't just look into all the bad things, but to, you know, look at the hope, you know, that's at the end of it all. And, you know, continue to seek and you will find it.
I hear you, Aaron. Good to hear from you. I'm going to try to get everybody in this segment. Al in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've got intel here about oil reserves having peaked in 2005. Usable oil reserves that we know of as easy, low-hanging fruit has peaked in 2005. The Saudis are panicking over fracking. They have earthquakes. We've got all kinds of methane gas release. We know that the planet is in a cooling basically going back to the ice age because of the sun dimming. What do you make on this? And is 2017 really the end of oil flows as we know it? Do you have anything on that?
Well, again, this is incredibly complex. Oil is getting harder to get. They are having to do more and more expensive exploration. But there's also the pro-carbon tax people hyping artificial scarcity, exaggerating. But undoubtedly, instead of going 1,000 feet for oil, they're going 15,000 feet for oil. And there's a lot of big oil reserves that have been left alone that the globalists are trying to create an artificial scarcity in the North Sea, the stuff in Alaska, stuff all over, and then letting wildcatters go in or smaller companies that'll do the deep wells in places like Texas. So they're trying to bring in regulations to shut that down. We got Dilling Poll on about it tomorrow. 97% of the global warming con artist groups are funded by oil companies. That's why they always say you work for the oil companies, because it's really the oil companies want all the smaller things shut down. I guess big oil companies are actually funding the anti-fracking films. So see, there's different groups. Big oil wants coal shut down because you could make gasoline out of that or a type of fuel more like diesel. So, look, we've got a lot of energy. We are using a lot of it as well. I'd like to move on to other energies, but they're suppressing those, creating a counterfeit alternative energy system that's unsustainable and only gives money to their friends. So real progress is being held back by these oligopolies. Go ahead.
And natural gas is not going to work in automobiles because it turns your car into a ticking time bomb. They don't have any solutions whatsoever. All the intel that I'm getting is coming from the congressional hearings that are being suppressed.
You say congressional hearings that are being suppressed. What I'm saying, sir, is that there are giant oil reserves they haven't tapped and huge government reserves around the world. Saudi Arabia has peaked in its oil production, but Russia is just going into its areas. They haven't drilled in half their country. It's just full of oil. There's oil pretty much anywhere you drill in areas of Russia. So what I'm saying is that they're creating an artificial scarcity to consolidate power right now and trying to shut down other energy reserves. You know about fuel they can create out of coal, right? That can be running cars. You know about that?
I heard that they're spraying coal with diesel fuel so that they can get these tax breaks from the government on what's called fake fuel. What do you call it? Fake fuel.
Well, listen, I'll say this. Everybody that wants to talk about peak oil, it's going to happen because they're going to cut it off. I mean, it's the oil companies that run the green movement. And they've got you captured. We are on an oil-based system. They won't let us get out of it. I don't particularly like it. So you understand the people saying get off oil are the ones that are, when they say get off oil, they mean they're going to charge you so much for it, you're going to live in a 200-square-foot apartment. I don't know how to explain it to people. I'm trying to explain it. They're going to put taxes on petroleum-based plastics. God bless you all. Back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News.